While 2020 was a year to forget for the world, it featured a memorable playoff run for the Canucks that took them within a stone's throw of the Western Conference Final.
Nico Sturm with it on the far boards. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Chris Tanev shoots and scores! Shot for the line just 11 seconds into overtime, and the Canucks are going to the first round.
Here's Horvat with a partial break down the left wing.
Bo Horvat in clean, he scores! The captain does it again, his second of the game.
A heartbreaking loss to what has been a tremendous campaign for the Vancouver Canucks as the Vegas Golden Knights are moving on to the Western Conference Final.
What followed was an offseason of change. Gone is last year's MVP Jacob Markstrom, along with defenseman Chris Tanev and Troy Stetcher, and trade deadline acquisition Tyler Toffoli. But a new year brings new faces to help the Canucks, with former Vezina Trophy winner Braden Holtby, high-energy defenseman Nate Schmidt, and promising rookie Niels Höglander looking to aid Vancouver in a unique 56-game sprint that will last only 116 days, and it all starts tonight. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton. NHL hockey is on the air.
This is Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
And welcome inside the Canucks Broadcast Center in Vancouver. Brendan Batchelor reunited, and it feels so good with Corey Hirsch as we get set for game number one of the 2021 regular season here on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Hershey, good to see you, good to chat with you, and good to have hockey that we can call here again tonight.
Oh, this feels good. This just feels right. It feels good to be back. It feels good to be watching hockey. There were some great games already. Brendan, I am excited about this Canucks team. There's some new players in the lineup, some new faces, some upgrades. I'm excited about this season.
So let's talk about the lineup, first of all. And there are some changes that Vancouver had to make and Travis Green had to make to what he would have liked to have been his opening night lineup. Both JT Miller and Jordy Benn unavailable due to COVID protocol. So as a result, we expect Jake Virtanen to be elevated to what would have been the lotto line. He'll play on the top line on the left side with Elias Pettersson and Brock Besser. And Zach MacEwen draws into the lineup. We thought he was going to be a healthy scratch on night one. He'll play on the right side on the third line with Adam Gaudette and Antoine Roussel. And it really is amazing how, you know, certainly JT Miller is one of the most important players for this group, but the kind of trickle-down effect it has in their lineup when one of their top players isn't able to go.
It really does, and JT Miller's the guy that can take face-offs too, so that's going to be something that's going to be interesting because sometimes he'll jump in for Pettersson or Gaudette on draws, so that's where they're going to miss it. But, Brendan, this is going to happen throughout the league, so you know, at some point, Edmonton might lose Connor McDavid or Draisaitl through the same thing, and hopefully it's not COVID, but through a COVID-related situation. And this is just the sign of the times the teams are going to have to deal with, and the Canucks are going to have to be resilient through this until they get those guys back.
That said, I mentioned off the top, this is a very different-looking lineup than the one that the Canucks iced on September 4th in Game 7 against the Golden Knights in the second round of the playoffs. Your assessment, Corey Hirsch, on the offseason that Jim Benning and this Canucks management group had in terms of a tough situation where they lost a few key players and yet, maybe with the exception of Tyler Toffoli, were able to either replace or upgrade all of them.
They had to upgrade definitely on defense. And that was not a knock on the guys that were here last year. I love them. They were great guys. They did their best. But to be able to compete at a high level in the NHL, you need an elite defense core. They added Schmidt, which was a great deal, really for nothing. They gave up, didn't give up much. Added Hamonic, a character guy. And Yolevi, it's time to give him a chance. So this is great to see Höglander on the right side tonight. It's good to see him play. We want to get him lineup and see what he can do. So I really like what the Canucks did and stepping up this past summer and doing what they needed to do, grabbing Holtby, another guy who's got a Stanley Cup and a Vezina. So I like what the organization did this summer.
When it comes to Niels Höglander, overall, what is going to be the challenge for him tonight? He's already played part of a season in the Swedish Hockey League, but he comes in and makes his NHL debut tonight in certainly a strange situation with no fans in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's just size. He's not a very big guy, and it's just getting used to that. Bigger players leaning on you, stronger players attacking you, being around you. I do have a question. I said in the summer what the Canucks did. Is that a $5 fine? Because we're actually in January now, so it would have been
the off season. There you go.
The off season, right? So we're getting...
It's a loony in the jar.
Loony already for me in the jar. But no, with Hoglander, again, this guy is high skill. I think he's going to be a great NHL player.
Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game for the Vancouver Canucks. And as they get set to face the Edmonton Oilers, Hershey, this is going to be a key anytime these teams play throughout the 10 meetings this season. How do you shut down Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and their high-end offensive weapons?
You know what? These guys are going to get their points, right? This is the way I always looked at it as a goalie. There, you got to limit their points. You got to limit them to one each, right? That's maybe two goals against. You can win a game 3-2. Horvat's always done a great job against Connor McDavid, shutting him down. You want to make sure that if your other center's in that lineup, as soon as you see Connor McDavid, you're jumping over the board so that Horvat can get on and the Canucks can get that matchup. As in Edmonton, they got last change. As you said, Brendan, and Tippett's got last change, so they're in control of that. But there's ways to work around that, and the Canucks have to get Horvat against McDavid.
Meanwhile, this is going to be a season where both of these teams have high-end talent. Both of these teams have guys who are some of the top players in the league. But secondary scoring is going to be a question for both the Oilers and the Canucks going forward. Edmonton has a different-looking bottom six. Vancouver has a very similar-looking bottom six, although there are young players there that you hope can take a step, like Adam Gaudette. But really, tonight's game could come down to who can get a goal from their third or fourth line.
And that's the truth. And the interesting thing is Edmonton, they've got Turris, who was a misfit in Nashville. They kind of just rushed him and pushed him out of there. So he's going to be trying to resurrect his career. Puljujärvi Jarvi was over in Finland, disgruntled. He's back now. So the Edmonton third line is an interesting thing, is how that chemistry is going to work. You've got two guys with high character, but also they want to play. So that's going to be interesting. With the Canucks, Adam Gaudette, what are you? What are you going to be as an NHL player? Are you going to be a goal scorer and step up and get big goals? Or are you going to be a shutdown guy? You have to be one or the other. And that's how you stick in the NHL. That's how you stay. You have to find a role. And hopefully for the Canucks, it's going to be offensively from Adam Gaudette through the middle.
Let's take a look at the injury report brought to you by Safety Driven. Trucking companies have a powerful partner in safety. Safety Driven, providing free online resources to help you make your operations safer. Learn more at safetydriven.ca. For the Canucks, both JT Miller and Jordy Benn are sidelined due to COVID-19 protocol. Meanwhile, the Oilers don't have Oscar Klefbom. He's going to miss the whole season with a shoulder issue that may require surgery. Meanwhile, the healthy scratches for the two teams tonight. For the Canucks, Louis Erickson, freshly recalled from the taxi squad because of the COVID issue with JT Miller and Jordy Benn, will be a healthy scratch tonight alongside defenseman Jalen Chatfield. For the Oilers, they won't have Chris Russell, Evan Bouchard, and William Lagesson. Starting goaltenders tonight, let's begin with the Canucks, and it is the veteran Braden Holtby that goes in between the pipes, Hershey. He was 25-14-6 in 48 games with the Washington Capitals last year and had an .897 save percentage.
I know Braden Holtby very well. I coached him when he was 17 years old with the U18s. This guy is a character guy. He's a good person. He's, you know, any kind of you can play project, he's all over that stuff, and he's just a charity giver. And this guy is a good teammate. Vezina Trophy winner, Stanley Cup champion. Didn't have a great year last year, but I think a fresh start is exactly what he needs. He comes from a good family, and I think Braden Holtby is an outstanding addition for the Vancouver Canucks.
Meanwhile, for the Oilers, it's Mikko Koskinen, who's back along with Mike Smith, and that was one of the things that Oilers fans wanted to see upgraded in the offseason that didn't happen in the crease. Koskinen was 18-13-3 last year with a .917 save percentage in 38 games.
The Canucks have always gone after Koskinen's glove side. They've beaten him there quite a few times, and that's where they like to shoot. Let's see if they continue that tonight in Edmonton. I expect to see more of that from the Canucks.
Starting lineup for the Oilers on defense, it'll be Darnell Nurse and Ethan Bear up front. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins skates on left wing with Connor McDavid at center ice and Zach Cassian on the right side. For the Canucks, it's Alex Edler skating at left defense with new addition Nate Schmidt to his right. Tanner Pearson begins the game on left wing with the captain, Bo Horvat, at center ice, and the promising rookie, Niels Hoglander, starting this game tonight on right wing for the Canucks. The officials for tonight's game, the referees are Kevin Pollock and Eric Furlatt, the linesman Kyle Murchison and Derek Nansen, and we'll be back with the start of the season, the opening faceoff, coming up next. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Brandon Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you moments away from the drop of the puck at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Game number one of the regular season for the Vancouver Canucks as they get set to take on the Edmonton Oilers. The Canucks wearing the road white uniforms with the blue and green trim will skate from right to left in the first period. The Oilers wearing their third jerseys, the dark blues with orange trim, will go from left to right. And Hershey, moments away from the drop of the puck. Final thoughts here for the Canucks as they look to start the season off with a win against the Oilers.
Race to the finish. It's 56 games. There's only seven teams. It's really a seven-team league right now. There are no nights off. So tonight, start it. It's playoff hockey for every game for the rest of the season. Starting tonight, be focused, be ready, go get those 2 points.
I also neglected to mention in the injury report for the Edmonton Oilers, James Neal not available due to COVID protocol, as well as Gaetan Haas. So the Oilers are being affected by that, just like the Canucks are. They won't have James Neal for the hockey game tonight. Again, we mentioned the starting goaltenders moments ago, but it is Braden Holtby making his first start for Vancouver, the native of Lloydminster, Saskatchewan, 31 years of age. He won the Vezina Trophy in 2016, the Jennings in 2017, and the Stanley Cup in 2018 for the Washington Capitals. Mikko Koskinen, 9-6-3 in 19 home games for the Oilers last year with a .903 save percentage. Connor McDavid lining up at center ice opposite Bo Horvat as we get set to get the 2021 season underway a little bit later than we would have thought. But the puck is down, and the Canucks are looking for win number one against the Oilers as Ethan Bear gets the draw near boards for Edmonton, skates to center, dumps it across into the left corner into the Vancouver zone down to our right. Alex Edler with it, bounces it high in the air to center. Niels Hoglander skates onto it into the Edmonton zone down the left wing, threw it in front. Horvat was going to the goal and tipped it wide into the near corner. Horvat gets it on the end boards. Back to the line for Alex Edler. Long wrist shot goes wildly wide of the net into the far corner, and the Oilers are able to get it back to center ice as Bear gains the red line and dumps it in.
Hoglander showing early that he can make plays. He tried to make a little pass into the middle, and he's shifty. This guy's one to watch for this season for the Canucks.
Icing call against Vancouver. 41 seconds gone in the first period. No score. Vancouver and Edmonton in game number one. And Hershey, something we're seeing that's a little bit different this year than what we saw in the bubble is Travis Green, Newell Brown, Nolan Baumgartner, the coaching staff, wearing masks behind the bench, as will all non-players throughout the remainder of this season.
And rightfully so. It's needed to be done, and it shows a good example around the league of taking precautions.
Brock Besser gets the puck as the Canucks win the draw into the Edmonton zone. He goes near corner for Elias Pettersson, who does a reverse hit along the boards on Adam Larsson. Got it back to the line for Hughes. Now to the right point, Hamonic with a wrist shot. Had a good blocker save by Mikko Koskinen. Leon Draisaitl recovers the puck near corner for the Oilers. He'll go rink wide to the far side, and that allows Caleb Jones, the younger brother of Seth, to skate to center, dump it into the Vancouver end. Canucks on the regroup. Brandon Sutter, left wing to center for Quinn Hughes. Can't get it deep. It's turned back the other way by the Oilers, and Draisaitl has it right wing into the Vancouver zone. Leon Draisaitl in the right corner. Back to the line for Tyson Barrie. Barrie goes across to the left point. Slater cuckoo with a long wrist shot, but Holtby saw that all the way, takes it into the chest protector and holds on. A minute and 28 seconds into the first. No score, the Canucks and the Oilers.
Now, before we get going, I have to wish a happy birthday to Kelly Rudy. 60 years old today. Idol of mine. I got taught by him in hockey school. I blame him for my NHL career. He doesn't like to admit it. You're a good man, but happy birthday, Kelly Rudy.
Connor McDavid's birthday as well, turning 24 years of age.
Oh, you just had to one-up me, hey, Brendan?
Get it out to center.
Love it.
I definitely wasn't taught by Connor McDavid. I would have been a much better hockey player if I had been, as this will be another icing against the Canucks. Zach MacEwen clears it all the way down the ice, and a little bit of a stop-start early part of this game. I wonder if part of that is because these teams didn't have exhibition games and they're still trying to get into the flow.
Yeah, there will be a little bit of that going on early, but it's going to be a playoff-like atmosphere. But I was just thinking, Brandon, I mean, this feels like the playoffs for us last year. We got to do the semifinals, the finals, and we're watching a game in Edmonton. Yeah, and Vancouver ended up playing a lot of games there. So this should almost be almost like a home game for the Canucks as well. They played enough games there last year in the playoffs.
Yet another icing against Vancouver. We'll bring the faceoff back into the Canucks zone. When a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune into the post-game show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack. With a passion for fresh quality ingredients, Triple O's is a taste like no other. Oilers win the draw in the Vancouver zone to our right far circle. Nugent Hopkins with a shot top of the left circle, stopped by Holtby. Cassian digging away at the far post, couldn't get it to go. Now McDavid on the end boards, try to pass back to the line. It was tipped away from Ethan Bear and all the way back on Mikko Koskinen in the Edmonton net.
The Canucks look like they're trying to get a quick transition game going. And that's the reason they're missing passes, and they're trying to get something going quickly in transition to get on the Edmonton Oilers defense.
McDavid left boards in the Vancouver zone, goes into the far corner for Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Hopkins up the board, cycles to McDavid below the goal line, then behind the net for Zach Cassian out the right wing side to the line for Darnell Nurse. It hopped over his stick out to center, and he's got to go back to it at his own line under pressure from Bo Horvat. Nurse chips it ahead to the red line. Nate Schmidt will take it for the Canucks in his own zone. Goes D to D to the near boards for Alex Edler, then through the middle for Horvat, left wing for Pearson into the Edmonton end, and he dumps it below the goal line. Jones back to it, near corner for the Oilers, gets it up the wall to the line. Uilevi tried to hold in, but it rolls out to center. Hoglander with it there, knocks it down for Uilevi, who dumps it back into Edmonton territory, forcing Koskinen to leave his crease. Now Jujar Kara on the far boards for the Oilers. Threw it up the wall right to Brock Besser, knocks it down at center. He's being hounded by Tyler Ennis, who forces it into the Vancouver end, but Besser recovers and he'll skate to center on right wing. Besser goes rink wide to the left boards for Pettersson, throws it back to the goal. Koskinen got the stick out to poke it away with Besser attacking the net down the right wing. He couldn't get to the puck, and the Oilers clear out into the neutral zone.
Now Pettersson with a nice little play. He goes down the wing, and then he just throws a little sauce pass in behind the defenseman of the Oilers as two players are driving the net. They just couldn't get to it.
Nearly 4 minutes gone, first period. No score of the Canucks of the Oilers as Tyler Mott got a sharp angle shot off the left wing that went wide of the net. Hughes holds in near point. Quinn Hughes down the left wing boards, tried a shot, it went wide of the goal. Tyson Barrie back to it on the end boards, being tied up by Tyler Mott. Dreisaitl in to help out. Plays it up the wall, Yamamoto trying to clear. Dreisaitl gets it to center and he'll skate through the middle. 3-on-2 for the Oilers if they hurry. Dreisaitl left wing for Cuckoo to the back door, and Cahoon is denied by Braden Holtby. A nice save with the left pad. Dominic Cahoon didn't get the shot away that he wanted with a rolling puck, but Holtby had to be quick to make a good pad save.
Braden Holtby with a monster save early, his first big one as a Canuck.
Oilers back to the attack. As Cahoon has it right wing, down low for Dreisaitl, tried to play back to the top of the point for Ethan Bear. It hopped over his stick and back to center, and he'll chase after it in his own zone. Bear being watched by Antoine Roussel on the forecheck. Across to Darnell Nurse. Through the middle for Archibald, left wing to center for New Westminster native Kyle Turris, who tried to dump it in, but sent it into the Vancouver bench instead. 4:36 elapsed in the first period. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers in the first game of the year.
I've seen a couple of good things early by some new Canucks faces. Schmidt with a nice play, transition, makes a good outlet pass, and the Canucks were able to get out of their zone, and then Holtby with this save coming from his left, or from his right to his left, and making a pad save on Cahoon. Just a good save early for him to get himself going.
Oilers will come to center. Ethan Bear gains the red line, dumps it behind the net of Braden Holtby. And Kyle Turris is after it on the forecheck for Jesupuljärvi Jarvi on the end boards. Goes back to Turris left corner. Then it's sent to the line, where Nurse tried to go D-to-D across to Bear. It bounces out to center, and Hoglander has it into the Edmonton end. Niels Hoglander on the left wing, dropped it for Pearson, whose shot was blocked. Went wide of the goal. Now it's thrown back to the net from the right point and tip wide. Hoglander, left corner, into the slot. Pearson swung and missed on a one-time chance as he fell to the ice. It never got to the net, and the Oilers will break out.
Oh, this kid's a playmaker. Nice little pass in the middle. Canucks just couldn't connect.
Alex Edler on the end boards in his own zone, lost the puck. Archibald tried to pass to the left point. Cassian couldn't hold in, and it comes out to center. Zach Cassian for the Oilers, the former Canuck, dumps it down the right wing, goes after Edler on the forecheck. They're tied up on the end boards. Pedersen and McDavid joining the battle near corner in the Vancouver zone to our right. Nearing the six-minute mark of the first period, no score, the Canucks and the Oilers. As Pedersen gets it loose with the help of Nate Schmidt, Cassian tying it up along the wall again. Schmidt goes through the middle to Edler, who passes right wing to center for Brock Besser. He'll gain the red line and lift it in high. A bouncer that goes wide of the net of Mikko Koskinen. Now Besser battling for it on the end boards. McDavid gets it loose through the middle for Nugent Hopkins. The Oilers in transition. Nugent Hopkins into the Vancouver zone. Left it near boards for Cassian. Zach Cassian, bottom of the right circle. Try to pass behind the net. It hit the outside of the goal. Nugent Hopkins tried to jam it into the near post, but Holtby made the save. And Hughes skates it to center himself. Up the right wing for Pedersen, who dumps it in. Quinn Hughes on the forecheck, battling with Larson behind the net. Cassian got it free. Try to pass through the middle that bounced off a skate to Hughes. Hughes into the left corner for Jay Beagle. Behind the net to Tyler Mott. Rims it around to the right point. Travis Hamonic wasn't there to hold in, and he's got to go back to it in his own end.
Canucks haven't had a scoring chance yet. They're going to have to play a very patient game. Dave Tippett, he plays a very smart defensive style with his teams, and they're tough to break, but they will break if the Canucks are patient.
Brandon Sutter through the middle, tried a toe drag, was knocked to the ice by Slater Cuckoo, and the puck rolls in on Mikko Koskinen. 6:55 gone in the first. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Hockey is back, and so is the Online 50-50. Just go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales will close at 9:30 tonight. Must be 19-plus to play. Know your limit and play within it. Almost at the seven-minute mark of the first period. The Canucks and the Oilers tonight in Edmonton. No score. As we'll have a face-off in the Oilers zone. To our left in the near circle, Leon Draisaitl to take it. Opposite Elias Pettersson. Draisaitl wins it back to the far corner for Ethan Bear, who steers it up the wall on the backhand. Held in by Nate Schmidt at the right point, and Bear has it down low. He'll go rink wide to the near side for Kyler Yamamoto. Sends it off the glass all the way down. It'll be icing against Edmonton.
Well, we should make note that the Canucks have added Jason King to their coaching staff. Was with Utica, and well-deserved, well-earned.
Taking the place of Manny Malhotra, who left to take a job on the bench with the Leafs. So Jason King will fulfill that eye-in-the-sky role that Malhotra has served under for the last few years.
Well-deserved, but it is tough to lose Manny. Good guy. Very, very smart hockey player and coach.
Oilers get it into the Vancouver zone to our right. Quinn Hughes back to it behind the net. Forced out the near side, lifts it off the glass and down, and this will be yet another icing. It feels like we've had about a dozen of them, Hershey, going both ways here. The game isn't even 8 minutes old.
And that's part of that's the Oilers' very patient defensive style that they play. They'll just wait and force the Canucks to try and make plays where they're icing the puck or, you know, missing passes. So that's something that the Canucks are going to have to find a way to break. But for me, Brendan, this year, this has got to be Pedersen's team. I'm excited for him. I think he's got to take control of this.
As the Oilers win the ensuing faceoff, shot from the line, hit a body in front. Now Barry with a hard slap shot for the right point. It hit Nate Schmidt up high on the side of the head, and immediately the whistle sounds as Schmidt is down on all fours in the Vancouver zone. And it looks like he will have to shake this off as...
I can see a puck mark right on the neck mark of his jersey, so that's actually good news if it hit him there first.
As John Sanderson quickly out to attend to him. This was a hot shot from the right point off the stick of Tyson Barry that caught Schmidt up high. It actually deflected off of Tanner Pearson's stick, and it looks like it got more jersey than it did Nate Schmidt, which is a good sign.
That is a good sign, and like I said, you can see that puck mark there, so he's pretty sure he's going to be okay.
Tanner Pearson to center for the Canucks. Goes right wing for Nils Höglander. Into the Edmonton zone. Höglander with a nice toe drag between his own legs to get away from Slater Cuckoo. Now Höglander trying to wind through the middle into the high slot. Retreats to the right point. Banks it down the far boards for Hamonic. Threw it to the goal. Pearson was looking to jam it home top of the crease but couldn't tip it towards the net. Hamonic dumps it to the left corner again. Pearson into the slot. Horvat with a one-timer. Blocked by Barry in the slot. And now Connor McDavid has it. He'll accelerate back to center. McDavid with speed to the Vancouver line. Stood up nicely by Hamonic, who knocked the puck loose. And the Canucks are back in possession.
A good chance, but blocked for the Canucks. They haven't got a scoring chance yet, Brandon. We're almost 10 minutes into this hockey game.
As Tyler Mott dumps it behind the Edmonton net. Koskinen steers far corner. Mott gets it back. He'll battle with Adam Larson for the puck. Jujhar Khera gets it free. Near side for Caleb Jones to center. Banks it into the Vancouver zone. Yule Levy to it. Threw it to the near point, not out. Held in by Chason. Down the near boards for Tyler Ennis. Sends behind the net. Kara was knocked down by Myers, who plays loose for Beagle. He'll drop it to Sutter, who skates right wing to center and dumps it in. Brandon Sutter and Alex Edler, the two assistant captains for the Canucks this year. As Myers gets a long shot for the right point, it tipped off a stick wide of the net. Yule Levy will hold in top of the left circle, rims it around to the right point for Myers. Myers threw it down the boards. Larson took a bump along the wall as he got the puck and played it back to center. Yule Levy drops it into his own end for Myers and will set up the breakout from down low. Just past the 9-minute mark, first period. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers in the first game of the year. Vancouver out shooting Edmonton 4-3. But really, the only scoring chance to speak of was a good opportunity for Dominic Cahoon as he was denied by Braden Holtby. Puck on the end boards in the Vancouver zone to our right. Gaudette, wearing number 96 this season for the Canucks, gets it loose with the help of Nate Schmidt. Zach McEwen able to clear to center. Quinn Hughes with it at the red line, forced to go back into his own end for Schmidt as the Canucks complete a line change.
Nice little play by Zach McEwen. Took a hit to make a play. This is a guy that's willed himself onto this team just by his play in recent years. It's good to see him in the opening night lineup.
Darnell Nurse in his own zone throws a pass through the middle that Elias Pettersson picks off and dumps back in. Nurse behind the Oiler net, chased out by Virtanen, through the middle for Dreisaitl, fanned on a pass, couldn't get it out of the zone. Besser was trying to cut back to the net. Nurse took the lane away. And the Oilers get it to the red line, where Yamamoto tripped up Yule Levy in a battle, and this is going to be an Oiler penalty as Holtby goes to the bench. Canucks 6-on-5 for the moment, with 9.5 minutes left in the first, and they'll get their first power play of the season in moments. Horvat, right wing to center for Pearson, gains the red line. Plays it rink wide out of the reach of Edler. Larson will touch up, and the Canucks will go to the man advantage when we come back. 9:21 left in the first. No score, Vancouver and Edmonton on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks off to the power play here in a scoreless game with the Oilers tonight in Edmonton as Kyler Yamamoto took a tripping penalty on Elias Pettersson in the neutral zone just before the break. The first man advantage of the season for Vancouver. Canucks power play was fourth in the league last year at 24.2%, but the Oilers penalty kill was second in the NHL, 84.4%, but certainly without a scoring chance yet for Vancouver. A power play is a big chance to try and take the lead in this scoreless game.
Now, Hoglander's out there on this first unit, so I'm interested to see what he can do.
Here's Besser, top of the right circle with a quick wrist shot, went wide on the glove side of the goaltender, Koskinen. Now Pettersson gets it back left circle. To the right side, Besser towards the goal with a wrist shot. Koskinen made the save. Nurse clears to the far corner. Besser recovers and drops it back to the line for Hughes.
Besser went after that glove side just like I thought he would, so that's something early that the Canucks will be looking at.
Hoglander on this first power play unit in place of JT Miller. As the Canucks gain the attacking line again, Horvat left boards. Back to the point for Hughes. Now to the right side for Besser. Drops it back to Hughes, top of the point, to Pettersson, left circle again for Hughes. Back to Pettersson on the left wing. Passes through the slot to Besser, right side, try to go back to Pettersson. Broken up by Nugent Hopkins. He'll get it to center for Jujhar Kara. Kara shorthanded into the Vancouver zone on left wing. Long shot kicked out by Holtby and found in the near corner by Elias Pettersson. As maybe there was one pass too many on that last setup in the offensive zone for the Canucks.
I think someone got into Besser's lane, shooting lane, and he decided to try to make a pass back, but it did not work.
Now Besser on the left wing side this time, top of the circle. Settles the puck down, 50 seconds left in the power play. Goes to the right point for Pettersson. Pettersson across to Hughes, tips it to Besser on the left wing. Besser back to Hughes at the line, to Pettersson, right circle, one-timer, and Koskinen got a piece of that one to turn it to the near half wall. Besser with it there, side of the goal, Hoglander. To the right circle, Pettersson, high wrist shot. He ripped it over the goal as Koskinen was scrambling to get back into position. Now Hughes shoots for the left point, tipped in front by Hoglander. Koskinen made the save, and the Oilers clear it down with just over 20 seconds left in the Vancouver power play.
Pettersson went glove side as well, and he had him beat. He just didn't hit the net. It went too high, but some good scoring chances early on that first power play unit for the Canucks.
Second unit onto the ice now with about a dozen seconds left. As the Oilers clear it down again, that'll do it for the man advantage. So the Canucks will go to 0-for-1 on the power play to begin the season.
They got some good looks. early in the season, first power play, and they worked it around, got some scoring chances. That's what you want to see.
Here's Draisaitl across the Vancouver line, into the high slot, winds to the left wing boards, then back to the point. One-timer for Nurse, stopped by Holtby. There's a rebound in front, and there's going to be a penalty here against Jake Virtanen as he cross-checked Yamamoto into Braden Holtby, knocked him to the ice. But it's Virtanen that's going off, and after the Canucks failed to score on the power play, they'll go to the penalty kill.
Jake Virtanen with the first penalty of the year, but this is a penalty that I like that Jake Virtanen was in front of the net battling with Yamamoto. He didn't need to cross-check him, but Yamamoto was right there looking for a rebound, and Jake Virtanen did what he had to do. So Canucks are going to have to kill this one for Jake and thwart an Oilers power play that was one of the tops last year in the National Hockey League. They have Draisaitl, McDavid. They've got all sorts of weapons. So they're going to have to be careful on this.
Oilers had the top power play last year, 29.5%, which is the fourth best power play for any team in a season since the stat was recorded beginning in 1977.
Well, let's see. You got the Hart Trophy winner up front and the Hart Trophy runner-up. A pretty good offensive lineup there for the Oilers. Their power play should be good.
And they've added Tyson Barrie to it this year as well. He skates through the middle to center. Left wing for McDavid with speed into the Vancouver zone. Goes back to the right point for Draisaitl. Then for Barrie. Top of the line. Left wing Nugent Hopkins towards the goal with a wrist shot. Hamonic blocked it over the goal. As it's Beagle, Mott, Edler, and Hamonic to start this PK for the Canucks. And Mott knocks it to center. Chance for a two-on-one. But he peels off on a change, and it's Beagle alone down the left wing. Try to backhander. Shorthanded. It was tipped wide of the net by Barrie, and the Oilers regroup with just over a minute left in the power play.
It looks like Hamonic's going to take over on that side where Tanev was on the penalty kill first unit.
Just over 6 minutes left in the first. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers. Edmonton on the power play here for another 50 seconds as Antoine Roussel picks off a pass in his own zone and clears it all the way down the ice.
And then Hamonic with a nice shot block early on an Oiler chance. So he's showing his worth here on the penalty kill early in this season.
Leon Draisaitl to center for Connor McDavid. Winds left wing into the Vancouver zone. Try to drop pass for Ethan Bear, who's tied up by Brandon Sutter, but the Oilers keep it in the zone. Bear down the left wing, into the corner, delays on the boards, tied up by Myers, knocks it loose for Sutter. He'll clear it all the way down. Now with just over 20 seconds left in the Oiler power play.
Ethan Bear, I thought he gave Sutter a little bit of a hook there. The refs let it go. But this is a guy that the Oilers are expecting big things from this year.
Second power play unit out now for Edmonton. Puljujärvi into the Vancouver zone, leaves right point for Nurse. And for Puljujärvi, trying to pass through the middle as Ennis and Edler got tangled up. Nurse gets it back at the line. Canucks bench was shouting for a penalty. Nurse with a shot as the power play expires. It was blocked, and Edler will take it behind the goal. Canucks back to even strength. Edler with a stretch pass trying to find Virtanen out of the box. It goes all the way deep into the Edmonton zone, and Virtanen goes after it on the forecheck. He's pinned to the boards by Nurse. Ethan Bear with it. Nearly turned it over through the middle. Horvat couldn't pounce on it, and now Zach Cassian is away to the red line. Right wing for Kyle Turris into the Vancouver zone. Tried a shot, but Olli Juolevi tipped it over the glass and out of play. 4:43 left in the first. Still scoreless. The Canucks and the Oilers in the first game of the season on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.com. CA. 4:43 left in the first period tonight at Rogers Place in Edmonton. No score. The Canucks and the Oilers face off in the Vancouver zone to our right in the near circle. He is won by Connor McDavid back to the line and then swept in behind the net by Adam Larson. Now Tanner Pearson will skate to center on right wing and gain the Edmonton line. Pearson in front for Horvat alone in on goal. He scores! Bo Horvat with the first goal of the year. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead with 4:28 left in the first as the captain cuts in all alone and beats Mikko Koskinen.
Oh my, what a play by Tanner Pearson. He gets the puck and he goes up the boards after a nice little chip he gets, and he goes in over the blue line of the Oilers, and all three players collapse on him, the Oilers defenders. He does a spinorama as he enters the zone, and he's facing up ice, and he finds Horvat driving through the middle on Koskinen, and there is nobody near Horvat. Horvat goes in all alone, blocker side, and he hits pay dirt. 1-0 Canucks.
Horvat had 10 goals in the playoffs, more than any other Canuck, and he's picked up right where he left off with the game's opening goal as Vancouver takes a 1-0 lead in the late stages of the first period. Canucks back on the forecheck in the Oiler end. Horvat after it, right corner. Tried to chip it loose. It came to Nugent Hopkins, cleared to the line. Hoglander held in and then was forced to play it back to center for Nate Schmidt.
I think Hoglander's going to get his first NHL point on that goal, too, as well. He was the one that chipped it up the boards to Pearson, getting the puck out. I'm pretty sure it was him.
As of right now, they only have credited Pearson with an assist, but that could change. Keep you posted on that as Kyler Yamamoto has it behind the Vancouver net to our right. He's pinned to the boards by Nate Schmidt. Dreisaitl in to help out. Hughes there as well. Hughes gets it free. But it comes to Dreisaitl near side. Tried to throw it in from a tight angle. And Holtby, who didn't even see the puck, had it hit him in the pad. And the Canucks clear it high in the air and out to center.
A little bit of luck there. But I just going back to that goal. You always wonder with a rookie, are they going to take the hit on the wall to make the play? And Hoglander did to get Pearson the puck.
Now here's Yamamoto across the Vancouver line. Turn the puck over through the middle to Pettersson. He'll send Besser to center up the right wing. Brock Besser. Down the far boards, delays at the hash marks, doubles back to the point, then goes to the left side for Quinn Hughes. Hughes back to Besser. Driving top of the right circle with a wrist shot that was blocked from close range by Slater Cuckoo. It felled him and bounced off his leg over the glass and out of play. 3 minutes left in the first period. It's the Canucks 1 and the Oilers nothing. Bo Horvat with the lone goal.
Well, I go back to this play, and I'm going to say it again. With a rookie, especially a smaller player, and Hoglander, he's 5'9". 185 pounds, so he's got some weight to him. But you have to make a play on the wall. If you turn that puck over, it's going right back down your throat. And for a rookie to take that, make that play, get it up the boards, and then Pearson on his horse, that's a huge play and a bonus for a rookie in a hockey game.
Oilers get it into the Vancouver zone. Uilevi back to it. Banks it up the near side to center. Roussel tips it across the Edmonton line. Darnell Nurse to it. Nurse trying to clear out of the zone. Roussel knocks it down, gains the line on the right wing, was hit by Nurse, lost control of the puck, and Ethan Bear has it back for Edmonton. Bear tried to stretch past to the Vancouver line, broken up by Roussel. Lifted the stick of Tyler Ennis, who wanted a hooking call, was yelling at the refs. And Antoine Roussel, relentless in his checking, already getting under the skin of the Oilers as they play it back into the Vancouver zone. Quinn Hughes from below the goal line, stretches it left wing to center for Tyler Mott. Mott into the Oilers zone. Wrist shot goes wide on the stick side of Koskinen. And the rebound is found in the far corner by Beagle, who tried a shot from right along the goal line, but it missed the net and went over the glass and out of play. 2:09 left in the first. Vancouver up 1-0. A reminder to stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker. We'll go to the guys for instant intermission coverage right at the end of this frame.
So important for the Canucks to get that first goal, especially in Edmonton. And the way that Edmonton plays that defensive style of hockey, and we talked about it last year in the playoffs a lot, that first goal means everything because it gets the other team. They have to open up. They have to start playing a little bit more offensively, and that might make the Oilers have to get out of their defensive shell, which should get some chances for the Canucks.
Connor McDavid to center for the Oilers, plays it into the Vancouver zone, delayed offside though. Gives the Canucks time to break out, and Quinn Hughes has it near boards. He'll go right wing to center for Brock Besser. Took the pass in his skates and sweeps it in behind the Edmonton net. Vertanen after it in the left corner. Couldn't settle it down. McDavid gets it loose for the Oilers instead, then for Nugent Hopkins. And through the middle to center for Caleb Jones. Jones into the high slot. Vancouver and tried a shot. Went wide of the goal. Collected on the near boards by Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Hounded by Besser, who forces him back to center ice. And the Oilers have to regroup again. After a solid start to the game for Edmonton, they find themselves behind and not really being able to generate much offensively right now.
No, and I think the Canucks, since probably about the 11-minute mark, have dominated this period. They've had more chances. They've got five chances now to the Oilers, two, and they've been the better team in the second half of this period.
Puljujärvi, left wing into the Vancouver zone, yet another delayed offside for the Oilers. As we enter the final minute of the first period, the Canucks will regroup. Pearson to center. Dumps it across the Oiler line. Knocked down by Barry for Cuckoo on the far side. And then back to Tyson Barry in the near corner. Barry ahead to his own line for Puljujärvi. Drops it back to Barry. Canucks doing a good job clogging up the neutral zone, preventing the Oilers from transitioning quickly, which of course is key when they've got players named McDavid and Dreisaitl and Nugent Hopkins on the other side.
Give those guys an inch and they'll take a mile, so you have to be careful when they're on the ice.
Edler from his own line fires it off the glass to center. Cuckoo back in his own zone for the Oilers. Across to Ethan Bear. Goes rink wide, right wing to the red line, out of the reach of Yamamoto, and the Canucks have it back in their own zone. Tyler Mott with it. Far side for Myers, tips it to center. 15 seconds left in the period. As the Oilers take possession in their own zone again, Ethan Bear through the middle for Dreisaitl, driving to the Vancouver line. Leon Dreisaitl down the right wing, trying to get around to Ulevi, who tied him up. Puck goes behind the goal. Cahoon giving chase. 2 seconds left in the period. The Ulevi will do a good job of eating it against the end boards, and the opening frame comes to an end. Bo Horvat, the lone goal scorer. The Canucks take a 1-0 lead into the break.
I think great period for the Canucks. I thought they dominated from the 11-minute on, and they need to carry that into the second period.
1-0 Vancouver after one tonight in Edmonton. It's time now for instant intermission coverage with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Game the Edmonton line. Pearson in front for Horvat, alone in on goal. He scores! Bo Horvat with the first goal of the year. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead with 4:28 left in the first as the captain cuts in all alone and beats Mikko Koskinen.
It is Canucks Central at the intermission. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker here on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks with a 1-0 lead in Edmonton to start the season. Captain Bo Horvat gets the goal. Believe it or not, the kid, Nils Höglander, gets an assist on Bo Horvat's goal, makes a nice play in his own zone, winning a board battle, chipping the puck up to Tanner Pearson, who made a slick move, wins a board battle himself, gets the puck over to Bo Horvat to give the Canucks a 1-0 lead. 604-280-0650, or toll-free, 1-888-275-0650. That's the phone numbers to call. 650-650 is our Dunbar Lumber text inbox. And Walks, I got to say, that first period, that was a lot of fun. And unlike the other games we've seen so far, the structure both these teams had was a lot better.
Yeah, every game, if you like your over-under sat, every game has gone over and way over. Lightning and Blackhawks have 6 goals in the third, Canadians and Leafs, that was a 5-4 game in overtime today, and then the Penguins and Flyers scored 9 in their game. So this game didn't quite look like that, which I think is probably a decent thing for the Canucks in that first period. In terms of structure, and we saw them have iced the puck 3 times in a row. Not that you're doing that on purpose, but I think you're probably more afraid of a total run-and-gun type of game with the top 6 forwards the Oilers have in Yermis and JT Miller. So I thought it was a really good period for the Canucks and wasn't as choppy of a preseason type of start as we anticipated. But we talked about first impressions too. I think if you're a Canucks fan right now, you're really happy and excited with the way that the rookie looked, man. Nils Höglander, and I know he's mid-season form, but he showed jump. He made a couple of good plays. He's moving his feet. And then he makes a really good play, like you said, on the wall to get up to Pearson and picks up an assist for his trouble.
Yeah, fantastic work from Nils Höglander. And a lot of people texting into our Dunbar text message inbox, 650-650, excited about Nils Höglander getting an assist. And, you know, we'll go through this a bit more, but I did also want to mention Olli Ihomäki. Small little things, but you saw it at the end of that period. Leon Draisaitl's driving to the net, knocks the puck away from him, wins the battle behind the boards, and he does give the puck back, but considering there's no time left, he makes 2 pretty nice plays towards the end of the period just to not allow the Oilers to get a final chance. And I thought, throughout that period, he was very steady, good at getting the puck out of his own zone, jumped up at the right times, and overall, Walks, as we talked about, the Canucks' defense is much improved, and through 20 minutes of play, only in the first period, man, does this defense move the puck a lot easier than we saw last year's defense do.
Yeah, and generally speaking, I think we've had runs where the Canucks have had 1, maybe 2 defensemen that you breathe a sigh of relief when they're on the ice. You're like, okay, the amount of bad things that can happen when Quinn Hughes is on the ice is just less, right? You're not holding your breath. He's going to have the puck a lot of the time, all of that. And when you can have 4 defensemen that you're pretty confident on the ice, and a guy like Edler, and I love when Edler's on the ice, unless he's playing too much.
Yes.
But the thing is, with Schmidt and with Hughes and with Tyler Myers, and those guys stay more fresh, we have yet to see, I thought Hamonic was fine in that first period, but we have yet to see him get to speed, and it also enables you to, like, Olli Ihomäki is not going to play a lot, And that's a good thing. Like, you want baby steps with that kid, and it's been baby steps the last few years, and he didn't play very much in that first period. But again, you have the horses right now in your lineup where you can manage the minutes. Mm-hmm. And you're right, everybody's fresh, and already in that first period they look good.
Yeah, and I thought Travis Hamonic as well, considering this is his first game and he just joined the team for a couple of practices, hasn't been at training camp. He's looked like he's fit in pretty nicely already.
Yeah, it's a really good pickup, and you don't expect everybody to be firing on all cylinders tonight.
No.
You know, or for the first week. But I've always liked Travis Hamonic. And I think that, not that Jordy Benn was a complete wash, but I think that Hamonic can be the guy that I think we were excited for Jordy Benn to be last year.
Yes.
And then he ended up being kind of a in and out of the lineup, seventh D kind of guy.
Absolutely, right? And getting a guy like him who plays the right side too, considering they lost two right-handed defensemen in Chris Tanev and Troy Stetcher. And Nate Schmidt plays the right side, but he is a left-handed defenseman. And I thought he played fine. And a bit of a scare, takes the puck off a bit high. It looked like it just missed hitting him in the face, and he's been fine. But he's been moving the puck really well. He's been skating really well. The Canucks team speed in that first period, now part of it is excitement, first game back, right? But Hoglander can scoot. The puck is being moved a lot better out of their own zone. Nate Schmidt adds to the team speed. The Canucks did look a bit quicker, I thought, at least against the Oilers, than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I thought Brock Besser was moving pretty good. And this is a guy we know he can shoot it, and his skating has struggled at times, and his shot has struggled at times, to be honest. But I thought Besser was moving around pretty good. Fairly quiet first period for Pettersson, but we saw a wrinkle on the power play there, which was interesting. I'd love those guys to both be on their one-time side, but for Brock Besser, especially with no JT Miller, I think just keep shooting would be my message to him. I want to see a lot of volume on Brock Besser shots, and you know, he was trying to go cross seam on the power play that one time to Pettersson, but Besser played with jump, and then yeah, you got to like the Hoglander Horvat Pearson line as well. And how about the Horvat finish? It was that was like a number of goals he scored in the playoff run.
Yes.
wasn't it like reminiscent?
It absolutely was, right? I mean, getting the puck in stride once he gets in front of the, and once he gets a clear lane, Bo has been one of the better finishers in the league. You look at how well he finishes chances in the slot area, and especially when he comes in cold, he finds a way to get the puck in. And that's his skill, right? And that's what we talked about. You need to have players that play with Bo who are good along the boards and are also playmakers, because Bo's strength is what you just saw. Jump into the play with speed, north-south player. If he gets the puck on a stick in a scoring opportunity, the kid's going to probably score a goal. And you saw that. And that's kind of seeing the idea come to fruition in that first period. The idea of, okay, you need a guy that wins battles down low, wins battles along the boards, can pass the puck but also shoot the puck well in Tanner Pearson. But then having a guy with speed, creativity, and a little bit of extra to his game, it adds that extra wrinkle. And we're seeing that in that first period with those three guys playing together. Mm-hmm. And you're right. When Bo gets those opportunities, he will finish.
His goal scoring has come a long way, for sure. And yeah. I know we don't have an 82-game season, so unlikely he's going to set a career high. But you know, if he can have a better career-high pace and just kind of picking up right where he left off from the playoffs, and again, he was leading the postseason in goals until he got eliminated. We all know that. We talked about first impressions, though, on the pregame show. So far, so good for Holtby. So far, so great for Hoglander, obviously. And Schmidt and Hamonic are doing their thing, too. First impressions in this first week of the season, I think, mean a lot. And this is a tricky market. This is a tricky fan base, and there's been a lot of losing, especially over the last number of years. And for whatever reason, I know every market has their whipping boy, Sat, but this market always seems to need one, right? And mm-hmm. Louis Erickson never got out of neutral. And, you know, the second that Myers was here, some people were just out to get him because they were committed to their takes of wanting somebody else. And, you know, Sutter the same way. You'd be amazed at how quickly a fan base or this market can turn around and turn against a guy. And so first impressions are important, is my point. And so far, so good. We're 20 minutes in. But for all the newcomers, that was a really solid first period.
A lot of reaction to our text message inbox, 650-650, courtesy of Dunbar Lumber. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. That's your Shaw with Andrew Walker. Canucks lead the Edmonton Oilers in the first game of the season, 1-0 after one period of play. Bo Horvat, the captain, scoring the goal. James says, boys looking good, playing smart, opportunistic hockey. Hogs definitely looking good, and Oli seems to be smart defensively, a smart defensive D-man. And Orange on Twitter chimed in with similar takes, saying, I saw Ujulevi make three really good plays in his own zone. There is a calmness to his game, right? And we'll see how it goes. You're right, he played less than 5 minutes, and we'll see how it kind of elevates here and how Travis uses him. But the fact that he doesn't get panicked on the ice, that's a big key for a defenseman like him.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know that I'm seeing tweets and texts as well that Hoglander does not have an assist, and he doesn't yet, but he will.
Yeah, they'll change that.
Yeah, they correct those things, so don't worry about it if you took Hoglander in your pool.
Torgi says to
don't
the text,
worry about it.
Yeah, Torgi in the text inbox to an earlier discussion we had, because Andrew, one of your pet peeves is people screenshotting a single moment out of context and then laying blame on a certain player on social media. So Torgi says, I noticed the pass Besser made after getting the pass from Petey. I thought about taking a screenshot, but decided not to.
Yeah, thanks, Torgi. Yeah, listen, use your eyes, watch the games, form your opinion, have your analysis, but posting a screen, the game moves so fast and is so fluid, and you can make, again, you can make anybody look bad with a screenshot of not having position. Mm-hmm. You know, and some players make up space faster than others. It's more of a Twitter thing. I think it's overly creative analysis. We'll put it that way. But you're right, it is a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. This question here to our Dunbar Lumber texting box before we get out of here. Are you and Walker, Sat, doing an all-nighter tonight? Jeff, your online wannabe lawyer, first phone call is free. I'm not sure we'll be doing an all-nighter, but it's only 8 p.m. We have hours to go on the show still.
Hey, you never know what...
Welcome back to the Canucks Broadcast Center as Vancouver leads Edmonton 1-0 tonight at Rogers Place, and we get set to go to the second period in moments. But Hershey, more so than the Canucks scoring and taking the lead in that first period, what stood out for me is how good they were defensively.
It's a much different unit back there, and it's just being able to get the puck in your own zone and being able to get it out with a pass rather than an off the glass and out and then trying to get possession. Whenever you can make plays out of your own end rather than just trying to get it out, you know, then you're always going to be better off and off to the races doing that. As your forwards don't have to scramble, they're not taking hits. They can take a pass and they can turn it up ice. So this group definitely moves the puck a lot better than the last group.
Don't forget that you can still purchase your online 50-50 tickets for tonight's draw. Play from home and help support the Canucks for Kids Fund. Go to Canucks.com/online. 50-50. And so now that you've got the lead, if you're Vancouver, Hershey, you certainly need to try and build upon that. You know, what do you do to generate more momentum and more offensive opportunities if you're Vancouver going forward?
Well, I think you just continue doing the same thing. I think you have to be able to turn the puck up, be patient with this Oilers team, with these Dave Tippett teams. You have to be patient. You have to wait for breakdowns. You can't take those chances because they will... They will turn it down your throat. They love the transition game and being able to pick up on turnovers. So you have to stay patient and wait for your opportunities. And the Canucks power play, I mean, this is going to be one of the top power plays in the National Hockey League. So if you can get that, you're going to get more scoring chances.
Canucks in white will skate from left to right in the second. The Oilers in blue will go from right to left as McDavid wins the draw back into his own end for Ethan Bear, who retreats behind the Edmonton net. Canucks outshot the Oilers 8-7 in the first period. The extra shot, of course, good enough for that goal. Off the stick of the captain, Bo Horvat, the lone assist to this point credited to Tanner Pearson. Bo Horvat with it at his own line. Across to Alex Edler. Dumps it into the Edmonton end. Darnell Nurse back to it far corner. Got it ahead for Bear. Lifted it off the glass to center. Here's McDavid in stride into the Vancouver zone. Gets around Edler on the right wing. McDavid going to the goal with a tight angle shot. And Holtby held it out of the far post. Nugent Hopkins behind the net. Stripped of the puck by Schmidt. Comes to the near side for Hoglander. And he'll lead the rush right wing into the Edmonton zone. He goes Hoglander. Dumps it to the corner. Goes after it on the forecheck. Nurse back to it. Sweeps it near side for Nugent Hopkins. Through the middle for Cassian. Pestered by Pedersen on the back check, but Cassian gains the Vancouver line with a long shot right on. Holtby made the save. Drops it back into play for Besser. Chops it behind his own net to Quinn Hughes. And he'll skate it out to center ice himself. Before having his pocket picked by Dreisaitl, tried to turn back the other way. Besser was there to take away the lane. Now here's Pedersen right wing. Try to pass towards the goal. That's tipped over the glass and out of play by Slater Cuckoo. On the back check, and we see Braden Holtby dropping the puck back into play there, Hershey. Maybe one of those situations where your communication with your new defenseman isn't quite there yet.
That's exactly it. It always takes a little bit of time getting used to each other, and Holtby thought that his defenseman maybe called for it, so that's going to happen early. But you had mentioned on the goal, we had thought that Hoglander had actually gotten an assist on it, but it looked like it was actually one of the Oilers' sticks that chipped it. But give Hoglander credit. He took the hit that made that play available.
Great chance for the Canucks right off the draw. Hamonic with a shot for the point, and Sutter sent the rebound through the crease and out. Then Beagle with an opportunity in the slot, and Koskinen made the save. As Brandon Sutter nearly had a tap-in on the doorstep, and he fired it through the blue paint and out the far side. Now Mott tried to play it back to the point. It's blocked by Yamamoto, who's lost a stick. He can't clear the zone, and Hughes gets it again on the left wing. Drops it back to the line for Sutter covering. Plays it down the far boards, but Dominic Cahoon has it for Edmonton, and the Oilers will come away up in the rush. Slater Cuckoo pokes it into the Vancouver zone. Mott back to it. Gets it out to center. And into Edmonton territory yet again. Tyson Barrie at his own line. Try to pass ahead that was tipped away. And Beagle knocks it down to the red line. McEwen after it. Canucks completing an awkward change here, and that gives the Oilers a chance to counterattack. Yamamoto now with a stick brings the puck in offside at the Vancouver blue line. 2:11 gone in the second. The Canucks lead the Oilers 1-0.
No, two great chances for the Canucks off the draw. And this is a win by Beagle, faceoff win. And we talk about his presence in the faceoff circle and how good he is. And he wins the draw there and a couple good chances for the Canucks. And I was just saying before that, though, with Hoglander taking that hit on that first goal that the Canucks got, that actually was a big play for them getting that first goal. But the Canucks with another two scoring chances, right now out-chancing the Oilers 7-2 in this hockey game.
Beagle was 59.1% in the faceoff circle last season. He was just over 57% in the playoffs. And a rare offensive zone start for the fourth line turned into a couple of scoring chances for the Canucks moments ago. Oilers get it into the Vancouver end to our left. Ole Juolevi back to it, taking his time. Nice outlet pass through the middle to center for Adam Gaudette, who couldn't settle it. Bounced off his skate, and they'll battle for it in front of the bench's far side. Now Myers gets it loose, pounds it off the boards to center. Puljujärvi after it there for Edmonton, but McEwen gets it free with the help of Roussel and dumps it into the Oilers' zone. Caleb Jones behind his own net, skates it around the near side, floats it through the middle. A slow roller all the way down. Icing's waved off as Alex Edler goes back to it behind his own net. Near boards for Nate Schmidt. Schmidt quickly up the wall for Pedersen, then to center for Besser. Back to Pedersen, tried to dump it in, fanned on it, and the Oilers get it back. Kara to Ethan Bear. Right wing to the Canucks blue line. Sweeps it in behind the Vancouver net. Holtby out of the crease, around to the near side for Brock Besser, who throws it rink wide to the far boards. Vertanen takes a hit, drops it back to Edler. He'll stretch it out of the zone to center for Pedersen. At the end of a shift, he's content to dump it in as Besser pursues on the forecheck. Pedersen will stay out, actually. Goes after it on the forecheck, too. Hit Ethan Bear behind the net, but the Oilers regroup anyway, and here they come to center as it's swept in behind the Vancouver goal. Braden Holtby out of the net again. Near corner for Tanner Pearson. Pearson banks it out of the zone to center. Darnell Nurse back to it into his own end for Slater Cuckoo. Then for Nurse near boards. Couldn't handle the pass. Horvat knocks it down for Hoglander. Right corner back to the line. Hamonic with a one-time drive. And a great save by Koskinen. As I think he got a piece of that one with the blocker. And the Oilers clear.
Oh, loving the patience of Hoglander. He waited for that one to make that play.
Now here's Horvat with speed into the Edmonton zone. Try to pass to the right circle for Hoglander. Away from the play. And it just tipped off an Edmonton stick as McDavid drives back through the middle to center. Here's McDavid down the left wing. Toe drag into the slot of the Vancouver zone. Waiting, then shoots for the right circle. And Holtby made the save. He covers up at the top of the crease as McDavid had all sorts of time, all sorts of space, and all sorts of patience, but Braden Holtby shut the door.
Great save for Braden Holtby. He stares down McDavid. He was dipsy-doodling right in front of the slot of the Canucks. He gets the puck. He's got Hamonic on his knees, and Hamonic goes to swipe at him. He can't get him. Quinn Hughes doesn't know what to do with McDavid. Bo Horvat standing in front of Holtby. And Holtby just stands his ground and makes a save on vintage Connor McDavid puck handling in front of the goal.
Nearly 4.5 minutes gone in the second period. Canucks still lead the Oilers 1-0. As Brandon Sutter skates through the middle into the Edmonton zone in alone. And a great save by Koskinen. There was a rebound chance for Beagle, too. He just chopped it wide of the net. But this fourth line has had about 3 scoring chances in 2 shifts here early in the second period. And Brandon Sutter can't believe he didn't make it 2-0.
Brandon Sutter, that would have been a nice goal for him to start the year. He gets the puck. He battles along the boards by Tyler Mott. And that gives Sutter a chance to go in alone on Koskinen. And he tries to go glove side. They are going glove side on Koskinen. He doesn't miss by much. It just hits a shoulder. And you're right. This fourth line has been everything the Oilers can handle.
Defensive zone faceoff win for Edmonton. Caleb Jones near corner in his own zone. Plays it up the boards. Can't get it out. Pettersson held in. He looked like he was hooked as he was going after it on the forecheck. Turris had his stick in Pettersson's midsection. There's no call, though, and Edmonton's able to clear. Quinn Hughes behind his own net. Blew a tire under pressure from Puljujärvi, who gets it right corner. Puljujärvi trying to fight it free. Vertanen gets it instead. Clears it out to center, and Caleb Jones has it at his own line. Jones with a bouncing pass through the middle. Eluded a couple of teammates. Hughes gets it to his own line for Jake Vertanen. Now Vertanen up the right wing for Gaudette to the Edmonton line, and he's able to dump it in.
Hughes and Schmidt together as a pairing on that, and I thought that was going to come at some point.
Now Yamamoto, 1-on-2 to the Vancouver line, drives wide to the right boards, is stripped of the puck by Ualevi and Myers. Yamamoto recovers, lifts Ualevi's stick, and now it comes to Dreisaitl in front for Yamamoto. He shoots and scores. Kyler Yamamoto in the slot, beats Holtby up high. After Ualevi couldn't clear the zone, and the Oilers tie the game at 1, 5:39 into the second.
Well, I'm not one to complain about officiating, but there was a definite hook in the hands of Ualevi that doesn't get called here. He's going up the boards with the ice, up the ice with the puck on the boards. He goes to make a play, and Yamamoto hooks him in the hands. And that allows Dreisaitl to pick up the puck. Yamamoto slams down the slot, and he spins, and he fires a one-timer over the blocker of Holtby. But if I'm the Canucks, I am livid because Ualevi gets hooked and he gets hauled down for that turnover to happen.
Yamamoto was recalled midway through the season last year for the Oilers, and after he was called up, he was fourth on Edmonton in points behind only McDavid, Dreisaitl, and Nugent Hopkins. So a good finish to last season, at least the regular season. Had a good start to this one. Here's Mott in the Edmonton end, though, with a chance in the slot. Beagle set him up from behind the net. And again, it's the Canucks' fourth line generating scoring opportunities as Koskinen denied Mott from in tight. 6 minutes elapsed in the second period. The Oilers and the Canucks tied at 1.
Well, I've got 5 chances this period for the Canucks, and I've got 4 of them from the fourth line. So they are absolutely eating up the Oilers defensively, but they have to score. And Brendan, we talked in our keys to the game, secondary scoring. You can get all these chances, but you have to bury one.
Canucks win the faceoff. Myers with a drive from the line, blocked by Ennis, but Canucks hold it in the zone. Ualevi pokes it to the goal. It was tipped a couple of times. Koskinen held it out. Now McEwen after it in the left corner, can't handle the puck. And Chiasson plays to center for Jujhar Khaira. Khaira to the Vancouver line, battling with Ualevi. McEwen gets it free. Down low for Myers, who banks it right wing to center for Roussel. Here's Antoine Roussel with speed into the Edmonton zone. Turns and fires for the right wing boards along the ice, and Koskinen makes the save with the glove. 6:26 gone in the second. The Canucks and the Oilers tied at 1 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 6:26 into the second period. The Canucks and the Oilers tied at a goal apiece. Bo Horvat had the 1-0 goal back in the first period, and Kyler Yamamoto scored for Edmonton moments ago.
I thought it was a hook in the hands, but still, I got to give Yamamoto credit. This guy, he battles and he gets pucks.
Canucks win a draw in the Oilers zone to our right. Here's Hughes back to the line. Hamonic tried a one-timer, blocked from close range by Nugent Hopkins, and it bounces back to center. Travis Hamonic, newly added to this Canucks defensive group at the last minute, a PTO through training camp, and then signed yesterday and is already in the lineup playing along with Quinn Hughes after not having played a competitive game since February because he opted out of the return to play with the Calgary Flames. Tanner Pearson, right wing in the Oilers zone, into the near corner for Niels Hoglander. Cycles for Horvat. Back to the top of the point for Hughes. Wrist shot through traffic. Bounced off a couple of bodies into the near corner. And Pearson goes after it on the forecheck. Hoglander in there as well. Hughes pinches in from the line to help out, but Ethan Bear gets it below the goal line. Cuts behind the net. Passes far side to Darnell Nurse, who goes back to Nugent Hopkins through the middle as the Oilers transition. Nugent Hopkins to McDavid. Left wing into the Vancouver zone. Low shot. Tip wide by the stick of Hammond. Comes to Puljujarvi behind the goal. Jesse Puljujarvi to the point for Cuckoo. Long shot, intentionally wide, bounced into the slot. Hughes settles it. He's being hounded by McDavid, but sweeps it out of the zone to center for Besser, who gains the red line and clears it into the Oilers zone. Edmonton transitioning again. Here's Puljujarvi in the slot, all alone, stopped by Holtby after Hamonic mishandled the puck at his own end. And Braden Holtby had to come up with a big stop on Jesse Puljujarvi in all alone. Oilers continue to work the cycle game in the Vancouver zone. Josh Archibald and Puljujarvi after it down low. Now Nate Schmidt gets it far corner. Behind his own net for Hamonic near side. Will drop for Jake Virtanen. And Virtanen cuts up the boards, can't get it out. It's held in by Yamamoto. Left wing into the slot. One-time chance for Cahoon. And again, it's Braden Holtby. This time he makes a glove hand save and holds for the whistle. With the Canucks on their heels a bit and the Oilers pressuring in the attacking end.
Well, the Oilers got some life with that goal, and I give Yamamoto credit. Anytime he's on the ice and you have the puck, you better be ready because he is coming quickly, and he's coming to strip pucks, and he does a nice job of it, and this guy just does not quit. 26 points in 27 games at the end of the year last year. He's going to be a good National Hockey League player.
Canucks will break out. Myers through the middle to center for Brandon Sutter, who dumps it in. Sutter, after it on the forecheck, pokes it away from Dreisaitl, near corner for Jay Beagle. Tried to cycle down low. Dreisaitl was there to intercept. And he clears it up the near boards to the line and eventually out of the zone to center ice. Alex Edler from his own line fires it up the left wing. Mott tipped it into the Oilers zone. Edmonton regrouping. Here's Yamamoto, left wing for Cahoon into the Vancouver zone, all alone down the left wing with a shot right on. Holtby out confidently, cut down the angle and made the save on Dominic Cahoon.
Oh, Holtby keeping them in this hockey game right now. Staring down Oilers with great scoring chances.
Good job by Jay Beagle to pick off a pass in the slot in his own zone. This will allow the fourth line to get it to center. Tyler Mott dumps it in, and the Canucks will go for a change.
Brandon, Canucks giving up scoring chances. For my money, they are grade A. They are too good of looks right now. They're going to have to tighten up in their slot. There's been partial breakaways. Those are the kinds that are going to get you scored on.
Almost at the midway mark of the second period, the Canucks and the Oilers tied at one in the first game of the season at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Ole Juolevi, deep in his own end, plays to the near boards for Adam Gaudette. Drops it down low for Zach MacEwen, through the middle for Juolevi, joining the rush. He'll skate to center, into the Edmonton zone with a long wrist shot, but it's called offside against Vancouver at the line.
Well, I love how Travis Green put Ole Juolevi right back on the ice when Yamamoto picked his pocket and then got scored on. Then that's what Travis Green does. He doesn't let you sit on the bench and hide. He throws you right back out there after you make a mistake. And that's how you get better as a player. That's how you get better as a rookie. You don't get better making a mistake and then sitting and having to think about it on the bench. And that's what I love about Travis Green as a coach. He knows how to handle players. He knows how to get the best out of them.
Juolevi playing his first career regular season game tonight, a little bit overshadowed by the Hoglander hype train. Juolevi, of course, made his NHL debut in the playoffs in the bubble in Game 4 against Minnesota. He only played about 6 minutes of ice time as McDavid goes to the goal. Stopped by Holtby. Delayed call here against the Canucks. As McDavid was hooked, driving to the net down the left wing, it'll be Hamonic called for a slash here. And the Oilers will go to the power play with a chance to take the lead when we come back. 9:59 left in the second. Vancouver and Edmonton tied at one on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 9:59 left in the second period. The Canucks and the Oilers tied at one, but Edmonton's off to the power play here with Travis Hamonic off for slashing. Oilers are already 0-1 on the man advantage tonight. Make sure to play tonight's online 50-50 raffle. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Sales close in just over an hour from now at 9:30. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Oilers win the faceoff in the Vancouver zone as they go to work on the power play. Here's McDavid in the slot, trying to drive to the goal. Great play by Edler as he sprawled out and poked the puck off McDavid's stick. Now Barry from the line to McDavid. Right circle, trying to drive to the goal. Again, forced wide by Edler. McDavid goes behind the net in front for Draisaitl to the back door. A Chiasson just missed a tap-in as he couldn't get all of it from the left circle and sent it wide of the goal.
No, Chiasson had a wide-open net. Holtby was nowhere near him.
Now Nate Schmidt finds the puck, lifts it to center. Mott looked like he might have had the stick slashed out of his hands by McDavid. He was looking to the refs for a call. That will not be forthcoming, and the Oilers regroup again. Draisaitl, left wing into the Vancouver zone. Driving wide into the corner, try to pass back into the slot. Blocked by Beagle, he can't clear. McDavid gets it right circle. Nugent Hopkins down low. Draisaitl to the back door for McDavid. Pass was behind him, and he couldn't get his stick on it. Now Barry from the left point. 1:05 left in the Oilers power play. Left wing McDavid sent it to the goal. Chiasson plays it to the back door. Draisaitl couldn't get to it. Edler cleared to the line, not out. Barry holds in for McDavid. Back to Barry at the line. Now to Draisaitl, right circle. Again to Tyson Barry, top of the point. Now to Draisaitl, right circle. Tries a pass, it was tipped in front. Holtby made the save. Beagle clears the rebound to the boards and slaps it all the way down the ice.
I'll tell you what, for my money, Braden Holtby's been worth every penny right now. He is holding the Canucks in here in this second period. It's been all Oilers in the last probably 6-7 minutes.
Draisaitl to the Vancouver line. Makes a move around Roussel, going to the goal down the right wing. Nearly forces it across the goal line. He hit the outside of the post as he drove to the forehand, and then Holtby covers up in the crease. As that was very nearly 2-1 for Edmonton, and Braden Holtby had to have his wits about him yet again.
Well, Yolevi getting a penalty kill shift here. And he kind of gets stood up a little bit, caught flat-footed against Draisaitl, who goes right around him and in behind Holtby, but he hits the side of the net. And I don't think Yolevi's going to be a match for Draisaitl or Connor McDavid on a PK right now at this point yet. But I give the Canucks staff credit. Give him a chance. Let's see what he can do. It's game one.
He did enough to prevent Draisaitl from getting a clean look there, as he just had a stick in there, just slowed him up enough that Draisaitl didn't have a clean opportunity to tuck that puck into the back door.
Yeah, I'm still a big believer in Yolevi. I think he's going to be on this team. I think he's going to do good things. This is his first game, and you're going against the two top players in the National Hockey League. Hart Trophy and runner-up Hart Trophy.
Welcome to the show, kid. As the Canucks clear it all the way down, now just 15 seconds left in the Oilers power play. Just over 8 minutes remaining in the second. The Canucks and the Oilers are tied at one. Puck is dumped in behind the Vancouver net. Jesse Puljujärvi after it down low. Got it to Kyle Turris. Try to pass back to the line. Broken up by Antoine Roussel. He'll fire it to center for Brandon Sutter. As Hamonic's out of the box, the Canucks are back to even strength, and the vaunted Oiler power play is 0-2 tonight. Now here's Darnell Nurse through the middle into the slot with a clean shot on, and Braden Holtby, big and confident, made a nice save off his shoulder as Roussel scampers back to the red line and dumps it into the Edmonton end.
Canucks have to get skating and going offensively.
Here's Schmidt for the line for Besser with a one-timer top of the point. Grabbed by Koskinen, and he didn't want to let a rebound out because Pettersson was streaking right to the crease. And there'll be a whistle with 7:35 left in the second of the game, still tied at a goal apiece.
Canucks need a little bit of a pushback here. Defensively, they're starting to back off and back in. And when that happens, your goalie backs off. You're not as confident right now. The Oilers' speed is playing on the minds of the Canucks defensively right now, and you can see that. And they're backing off so that they don't get burned by some of the speed up front, but that's not the thing to do. You got to hang in there and force them to go around you.
Canucks win the draw in the Oilers zone. Here's Hughes with a shot for the left point, stopped by Koskinen. Besser gets the rebound left corner. He's battling along the boards with Caleb Jones. Finds Draisaitl through the middle. He's chased down by Vertanen, forced behind his own net. And then Draisaitl gets it near side for Adam Larson, who pounds it off the boards and out to center ice. Dominic Cahoon with it left wing into the Vancouver zone. Drop pass to the trailer. Draisaitl through the middle. Skates to the left boards. Back to the line. One-time drive by Jones. Hit a skate on its way to the net. And then Quinn Hughes collects near corner for Travis Hamonic. Hamonic got it to the line, not out. Jones with a long shot. Sailed wide of the net. Hamonic again on the near boards for Pettersson. Nice pass through the middle to Hughes. And he'll skate it to the red line himself before lifting it into the right corner in the Edmonton end. Brock Besser on the forecheck finds the puck. Plays it back to the top of the point. Nate Schmidt was in a battle, couldn't settle it down, and Yamamoto comes to center where he's stood up by Edler as he cleared it into the Vancouver end.
I love it. Edler giving Yamamoto a little shoulder, knocking him down.
Now here's Hoglander, forechecking in the Edmonton zone. Gets it loose for Horvat along the goal line, driving to the crease. Koskinen held it out of the near post as Horvat found a lane right to the net out of the near corner. But Koskinen made the save and held on. With 6:26 left in the second, and the Canucks and the Oilers tied at one in the first of 10 meetings between these teams in this shortened 56-game regular season.
I love it, Brendan. Like, this is going to be a war. By the time they get to game six or seven, these teams are going to absolutely hate each other. And you get tired of guys. You get tired of Yamamoto stripping pucks from you. And it'll get ugly at some point.
Here's Schmidt, top of the point, off the faceoff. His shot was tipped, might have been by Beagle. And it just went wide on the stick side of Koskinen. Now Brandon Sutter behind the Edmonton net, battling for the puck. Jay Beagle in to help out. Banks it loose to the left point. Edler with it there. Right side, Schmidt with a one-timer, and Koskinen made a save with the blocker. As the Canucks' fourth line is out on the ice trying to turn the momentum back the other way. And they've continued to be one of Vancouver's better lines here in this second period, which is good news for them and probably not so good news for the rest of the group.
No, not really, but they're playing fourth line against fourth line, and Canucks' fourth line right now is dominating the Oilers' fourth line, but Brendan, they have to score. We talked about that in our keys. It's not enough to get chances. They need one from their fourth line.
Brandon Sutter to center, dumps it in, or their third line. You bottom get, six scoring.
You know, you've got six of seven chances from the fourth line right now of the Canucks. One of those goes in, you're up 2-1 right now. And you're 1-1, and you're scrambling.
Now here's Hoglander, right wing, made a nice move to get around Nurse into the right corner in the Oilers zone. Cycles to Horvat below the goal line. Horvat has his stick tied up by Connor McDavid. Tanner Pearson in to help out, centering pass. Hoglander, bottom of the right circle, couldn't shoot. And Myers has to hold in right point. Down the boards for Pearson, trying to pass back to the line. It split the two defensemen, Hughes and Myers, and it rolls all the way back into the defensive zone. Holtby out of the net, turned it over. Cassian played in front for Nugent. Hopkins tried one more pass to McDavid, couldn't get it through, and here come the Canucks in transition. Pedersen down the left wing into the slot for Hughes. Traitler, the play, had his stick lifted just as he went to shoot, and now McDavid is back on the attack. Connor McDavid into the Vancouver zone, lost the puck. Tyler Myers clears. Here's Besser down the right wing. Pass in front. Pedersen going to the goal at the back door. Couldn't get the puck as Adam Larson got his stick in the lane. And suddenly the pace picks up here late in the second period. 4:39 remaining in the middle frame. It's the Canucks and the Oilers tied at one on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker coming up. At the end of this second period, we'll go to the guys for instant intermission analysis. The Canucks and the Oilers tied at one here with 4:38 remaining in the second. The Canucks need to make sure they survive the rest of this period, Hershey, without giving up another goal.
Well, they're not a great second period team as it is, but the third period, you know, going back to the playoffs last year, so they just got to hang in there right now.
Oilers will get it to center. As Tyler Myers takes it at his own line. Pass ahead for Elias Pettersson, who fell, couldn't receive it cleanly, and Myers gets it back. Myers, right wing to center for Besser. Rink wide to the left boards for Jake Virtanen. Into the Edmonton zone. Virtanen shoots from wide on the wall. It was blocked by Larson. Virtanen tried to center. Sat loose at the side of the net for a moment. Juolevi couldn't get to it as he had joined the rush, and now he holds in left point. Down the right boards for Myers, then for Besser. Cycles to the end wall for Elias Pettersson. Back to Besser, right wing side. Battling along the wall. Virtanen in there too. Archibald gets it free to the line, not out. Juolevi held in to the left point for Myers. Back to the right circle. Besser settles it, shoots. It was blocked in front by Larson. Then Virtanen sweeps it back to the net for the left circle. Koskinen didn't see it, but made the save and then covered up in the crease with Elias Pettersson right on top of him.
That was Juolevi's best shift for my money. He kept the puck in a couple times. He made some nice plays, being assertive. And that's something that he needs to do on the defensive side. Be assertive when you have the puck. A much better shift for the Canucks for Virtanen. Getting an opportunity, spins and shoots it. It's not really going anywhere, but just get the puck to the net, right? That's what they need to do. And the Canucks looking much better right now in that shift, moving their feet. And hopefully they weathered this Edmonton storm.
Virtanen coming off a career year with 18 goals and 36 points last season. Led the Canucks in game-winning goals last year as well. He had six of them. And they need one here tonight. Tied at one with the Oilers in the late stages of the second period. Leon Draisaitl near boards in his own end. Gets it out to center. Zach McEwen knocks it down. Leaves it his own line for Travis Hamonic. Hamonic across to Quinn Hughes. Far boards back to Hamonic again for Hughes. They're watched by Yamamoto. As Hughes plays it to center. Sutter tips it to the Oiler line. It hit one of the Canucks jumping over the boards. Or maybe it just ended up in the Canuck bench. And so there'll be a neutral zone draw coming up. I don't think it'll be too many men on the ice.
Adam Gaudette, wearing number 96, gave up 88 for Nate Schmidt. So he's wearing 96 now. Hopefully that'll be some good luck for him. But they need more out of him in this hockey game. The third line, they're not really getting anything out of right now. And they need more out of McEwen, Gaudette, and Roussel.
Oilers dump it into the Vancouver zone, as you could hear there. Linesman waving off the icing call. Here's a chance, right circle. Chase on with a wrister off. A bit of a broken play behind the net. But it goes high and wide and over the glass and out of play.
You know, just from my experience playing in first games of the season, after a long layoff or when you come back from it, like, this is a whole different animal right now. And you're so fired up to play the first period that sometimes you're drained by the time the second and third come. And that looks like the Canucks right now. They had a pretty good first period. Sometimes your nerves are going, and you have to find a way to get through this game. It's game two on. That's a much better feeling that you're way more ready for.
Canucks win the faceoff in their own zone. Tanner Pearson clears behind the Edmonton net. Oilers trying to regroup. Tyler Ennis near side. Got as the line not out. Held in by Horvat. Backhand pass in front. Pearson going to the goal. Being hounded by Bear. Stopped by Koskinen. Rebound. They score. Nils Höglander with his first NHL goal. And Vancouver takes a 2-1 lead in the final 3 minutes of the second period. The Canucks mob Höglander, who opens his account in the National Hockey League to make it 2-1.
This is one of my favorite moments for any player. Their first NHL goal. And it ends up happening because Schmidt ends up forcing the puck. Horvat holds it in. And driving the net on the far side is Tanner Pearson. And he does a lot of work. He gets the puck, a rebound off Koskinen, and Höglander, you got to follow it up. You got to have the smarts. He goes to the net, and pay dirt, glove side on Koskinen, and he's got his first in the National Hockey League.
As the puck is dumped in on the Oiler goaltender yet again, a huge goal for the Canucks in the final 3 minutes of this second period, a huge goal for Nils Höglander as he finds the back of the net in his first NHL game. And the Canucks have a 2-1 lead. And you know, Hershey, Adam Tambellini, local product, now playing over in Sweden, was actually playing on Nils Höglander's line earlier this season. Steve Ewan from the province did an interview with Adam Tambellini where he said, this guy will be fine at the NHL level. He does something exciting every single game. And we just saw it right there with his first career goal.
He's been one of the best Canuck players for my money tonight. Well-deserved.
Oilers back into the Vancouver end. McDavid with a centering pass picked off by Höglander. Here's a stretch pass up the left wing for Horvat. Partial break and on goal with a wrist shot. And Koskinen made the save as Cuckoo recovered to pressure Horvat enough that he couldn't cut in clean on net. Now McDavid with speed back into the Vancouver zone. Gets around Hamonic to the net. And he's stopped by Holtby.
This might be a penalty
as
shot.
As Hamonic had to hook him going to the goal. And it's just going to be 2 minutes for the Canuck defender. As McDavid did get the shot on net. But that shows you the transition ability of the Oilers. As there was the chance for Horvat at one end of the ice off the great pass by Höglander. And just like that, McDavid almost had it in the back of the end, or the back of the net at the other end of the ice.
Well, Hamonic having all sorts of trouble with McDavid's speed. And Brendan, this should have been a penalty shot. McDavid is all alone on the goalie. And Hamonic's having a tough night with Connor McDavid's speed. He's taken him outside a few times.
Second minor penalty of the period for Hamonic as the Oilers go to their third man advantage of the game. They're 0-2, and they could certainly use a goal right now, trailing the Canucks 2-1.
Well, let's not be too hard on Hamonic. He's not the first defenseman to get burned a few times by Connor McDavid.
And it's only been, what, 11 months since he played a game. And he only got in a couple of practices at the end of training camp.
Let's give him a little bit of slack.
Oilers win the draw. Barry with a one-timer for the line, set up by McDavid, stopped by Holtby. McDavid gets the rebound, right boards. Edler right on top of him, knocks it loose for Tyler Mott, and the Canucks clear it all the way down the ice With just over 90 seconds left in the second period, there'll be a few seconds left on this Oiler power play to carry into the third if they're unable to score. Leon Draisaitl slowly to center ice. Drop pass for Connor McDavid. Makes a move around Sutter to the Vancouver line, but Sutter knocked the puck loose, and the Canucks dump it back in on Koskinen again.
That's how you do it. A great veteran defensive play by Sutter. Holds the blue line. Connor McDavid with nowhere to go. And he makes a nice little chip play. They get it down the ice.
Oilers gain the line this time. McDavid down the left wing into the slot for Chiasson. Drops it right circle. Draisaitl with a one-timer. He missed the net as he went down on one knee with the one-time snapshot but couldn't hit the target. 50 seconds left in the second period. McDavid right boards. Back to the line for Barry. Now to the left circle for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Nugent-Hopkins again to the line for Barry. Back to the right side. McDavid settles and shoots it. Hit Chiasson in front. He's trying to scoop the rebound home. Has to pass left circle for Nugent-Hopkins. Then to Barry in the slot. Back to McDavid right circle. Again to Barry. Top of the point. Left wing Nugent-Hopkins with a toe drag and a wrist shot wide on the stick side of Holtby. McDavid gets it back right boards. 25 seconds left of the period. For Draisaitl in the far corner. Centering pass it. McDavid in the skate. Roussel can't clear. Draisaitl gets it back. Now to the line for Barry. Again to Draisaitl. One-timer for Barry. Blocked in front by Schmidt. That one stung. McDavid gets the rebound. Sweeps it to the goal. Roussel got in front of it. Clears to the line. Barry holds in. 5 seconds left in the period. Far corner Draisaitl. Pinned to the wall by Edler. Schmidt gets it loose and clears it down. And the middle frame comes to an end with the Canucks bending but not breaking at the end of the frame. And they take a 2-1 lead into the intermission.
Canucks have to come out and be better in the third period. 9 scoring chances against. If it wasn't for Braden Holtby, the score could be much different.
Hoglander with the go-ahead goal. The Canucks up 2-1 after 2. And it's time now for instant intermission coverage with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker.
Breaking down the game after 2 periods. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Hailed in by Horvat. Backhand pass in front. Pearson going to the goal. Being hounded by Bear. Stopped by Koskinen. Rebound. They score. Nils Hoglander with his first NHL goal. And Vancouver takes a 2-1 lead in the final 3 minutes of the second period. The Canucks mob Hoglander, who opens his account in the National Hockey League to make it 2-1.
Days it seems. Man, Nils Hoglander. Goal gives the Canucks a 2-1 lead. This is Canucks Central at the intermission. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks with a 2-1 lead. Walks, about that whole, you know, tempering expectations for Hoglander thing. I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Well, listen, the Canucks have... you remember the... we've made this reference before, but the LA Dodgers in the mid... to late 90s, they had, I think it was 4 or 5 National League Rookies of the Year in a row. Like, crazy, unprecedented. Eric Karros, Hideo Nomo, Raul Mondesi, and Todd Hollinsworth. I can't believe I remember that.
Raul Mondesi.
Yeah, but the Canucks have got into this habit now. Every year they have a kind of a super rookie that takes the league by storm, 3 for 3. And people are going to be talking about Hoglander's trying to make it 4 for 4. Listen, it's a great debut. And I do think there's something to be said about that he's in mid-season form, right? Mm-hmm. He's got jump. He's got a whole lot more jump than a lot of players. And that's okay. You don't have to apologize for that. But it also, it leads into confidence. And confidence is everything in life and work and networking and sports, everything. It's all about confidence. And he's got it, and he had it in camp, and he had it this season playing in the Swedish Elite League. And I'll tell you what, this line's going to stay together for at least another game, because what a debut, man. Yeah. He, you know, a lot of hustle on assist, and he's got some finish. That's a special night, no matter what happens in this game or this season. This is a great debut for Hoglander, and you know, first impressions mean anything. This fan base is going to love this kid.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this pregame. We said games like this for rookies like him, not a bad time if you want to bet on somebody to score a goal. He paid plus 350, and if you did, you looking pretty right now.
Congratulations if you did. I bet on Besser, not Hoglander. I picked the wrong horse. Also, shout out to, we had a caller on a pregame show, Kareem, and he was very excited. He said Hoglander is going to score his first goal. He was very detailed too. He said assisted by Edler and Horvat, and Horvat had one of the assists. So that's pretty good. It's
not bad.
A pretty good prediction. But yeah, I mean, listen, that's, and we got the good and the bad, right? Because Hoglander, just a terrific night so far. And on the other side, it's been a struggle for Olli Juolevi, you know, and this is not necessarily about, hey, let's throw the spotlight on a rookie and you know, really pump up the noise when he makes a mistake, because it's going to happen, you know, for a guy like Olli Juolevi. And both times, it was against the Dreisaitl line. And listen, Dreisaitl just won the Hart Trophy. He got pickpocketed, and then Dreisaitl walked him and almost tucked it in past Holtby. It's a fast game. There's going to be adjustments. I'm not loving the way Juolevi's moving around. There's going to be some good plays and some bad plays, but it's all learning experiences and knowing how quick you have to be at this level to move the puck. Like, when he got pickpocketed, he actually made, on the goal, he actually made a pretty good defensive play to disrupt the initial rush. Then he had the puck, and maybe in junior or maybe in the AHL, you have a little half extra second and you can look for your outlet pass and make it. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you knew watching real time that he better move it. And sure enough, he got pickpocketed, and those are great offensive players on a two-on-one, and it ends up in your net a second later. So, you know, don't want to pile the blame on Olli Juolevi, but, you know, rookies are going to have their moments like Hoglander is tonight, and they're also going to have their tough moments.
Well, absolutely. And if you don't move the puck quickly, you have to be aware, and you also have to be stronger on your stick to not lose the puck. A couple times, a similar thing happened to Quinn Hughes, who will take an extra beat before moving the puck sometimes, but he's so good at skating it out. And he is strong on his stick that he'll fight off that check and still make the play and get out. Mm-hmm. So that is a learning experience here for Olli Juolevi. And you're also right, and he did get turned inside out a couple times. One of the things he had issues with playing in Utica the past year or so before his skating improved, what he would get turnstiled on the outside. A guy would come in and he would have a hard time to dip and get around. He wouldn't be able to turn around really well. And you saw it on that play. Although I will say Leon Dreisaitl is a beast, and once he leans on you, if you're a rookie, that's a really hard position to be in.
Yeah, and that's the context here too, right? Is who's doing it to you? And you know, Juolevi's not the only one. Travis Hamonic got walked around by McDavid like he was standing still. Now, that, what are you going to do? It's Connor McDavid. He's the fastest player to ever play this game. But it's when you're playing this Oilers team, too, and I think that's always kind of been the fear of everybody in this division. It's, okay, like, we can survive if we somehow limit Dreisaitl and McDavid to, what, like, a couple of points each, and if we don't give that team 7 or 8 power plays, you don't believe in their depth enough that you can outlast them over 60 games or over 60 minutes. You have more players than the Oilers do. That said, it create, like, you're not going to shut those two guys down. They're going to make their impact on the game. And Holtby's been really good, man, because McDavid and Dreisaitl are going to get their chances, and they've both had, you know, some four-alarm type of chances, and they had to draw a couple penalties because of it.
Absolutely. This is Canucks Central at the intermission. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker. Canucks lead the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 on the road. Nils Hoglander scoring the goal to give the Canucks a 2-1 lead. 650-650 is the text message inbox. Tons of reaction, as you would imagine. It's all about Nils Hoglander. Cole, total boss Hoglander game, and I like what I'm seeing from that second line right now, carrying the team, to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. That second line has been the story of this game. If anything, they've been the top line for the Vancouver Canucks. So far in this game, Walks, we haven't really seen Elias Pettersson and Brock Besser get loose.
No, and they're missing JT Miller, yes, obviously, through 40 minutes. Obviously, you know, not to say, oh, it's, you know, Vertanen's fault, but they're missing their top line left winger. There's no doubt about it. Now, I'm intrigued to see the third, because Bo Horvat's been an absolute horse tonight. Loving mm-hmm. Bo. But for the great players, and we consider Elias Pettersson to be a great player now, it's when and how are you going to make your impact on the game? And he's not going to be, you know, an unbelievable takeover type of player every game. It's just impossible. But one of the marks of a great player for me, and we talked about this in the postseason, there'd be a game where things started a little slower for Pettersson, like they are tonight. He's driven the net a couple times, but hasn't had the puck a whole lot, whatever. They're keying on him. And then, you know, a game that's really not your night and you try to make an impact the other way, and we talk about how, you know, he conserves energy, he can make a play, he can go off for a change at the right time, all those little things. You can still turn it around in a one-goal third period and make a huge play that impacts the game. Like, Elias Pettersson always finds a way to put his mark on the game somehow. This is a great example of that.
Yeah, and this spot here in the third period, I mean, the Canucks last season, when they had a lead heading into the third period, they were really good at winning those games. Even though it was a one-goal lead in the third and you're on the road in Edmonton, it's still one of these games you got to find a way to win. And that's the moment here we can see Elias Pettersson either make good defensive plays or do something offensively to put this game away. And, you know, I am curious to see if that line gets shaken up a little bit here, because they haven't gotten a ton going so far in this game. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe Antoine Roussel take a couple shifts there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some Zach MacEwen even get a chance to play on the line. I think we might see if that line struggles to create, although they did have a couple chances very late in the second period, that we might see Travis switch it up a bit.
Yeah, and don't forget that, you know, where they are in the game too. They're up 2-1, mm-hmm. and you're going to play a lot of Pettersson because you're really happy, obviously, with his two-way game. And we're going to see a little bit more. The minutes might be different. We're going to see a little bit more of kind of the trust factor with Travis Green. This is going to be a one-goal hockey game or a tie hockey game for a while now, right? So who gets played and who gets set? How much do we see Hoglander in the third period? How much do we see Virtanen in the third period? Or like you said, do you mix it up even for defensive responsibility? Also, want to say every year we do this, man, but I love early season Edler. Season Edler, when he's fresh and he's healthy and he's feeling good, is still a really good defenseman at this level. He's been really good tonight.
It's almost as exciting as early season Brandon Sutter, creating chance after chance. Sutter's looking fast. And it's true, right? Both these guys, it's true. Yeah. Early in the season, they both skate well. They both play their best hockey. And you're like, you know what? This is the version we want to see more often.
Sure.
It's just hard to keep that version fresh for the whole season.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And maybe 56 games, but a shorter schedule, but less travel. I mean, there's pros and cons here. Maybe the Canucks have more depth on the blue line that Alex Edler can, I don't want to say sit the odd game out, that's unlikely, but certainly manages his minutes more. You want to keep good Edler for as long as you can.
Let's get to a couple of text messages quick. I do want to talk about Braden Holtby for a second before we get out. Peter says, unsung players of note, since his first shift, I've noticed Jay Beagle has looked good, skating fast, playing with lots of energy. His conditioning is evident, which is true about him. Mm-hmm. And James says, to me, it looked like Yamamoto borderline hooked Oli on that play. That's to our Dunbar Lumber 650-650 text inbox.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot, and I tweeted that's a rookie play by Oli Yulevi, and it was, and a lot of people are like, he was hooked, listen, it's move the puck, and move the puck fast, and you don't have this issue. I know you want to defend your guys, and everyone wants Oli Yulevi to succeed, but it's his mistake. It's a rookie play, no doubt.
Yeah, and those are the things, right? Like, recover from it, and he was thrown out on the ice right away the next shift by Travis, so Travis obviously is not putting the kid in a tough spot already. Before we get out quickly, though, I've been impressed by Braden Holtby. And Walks, we've talked about this from the days I've been in training camp. I'm like, Holtby looks good. Like, he's athletic. He's in control. And one of the things the goalie guys often talk about is, do you play with control? Do you look like you're comfortable in your position? And he certainly looks like that so far.
Yeah, really. He's looking really solid. Can't win in this league without good goaltending, especially on the road, especially against high-powered teams. And the fact that McDavid and Dreisaitl don't have a goal yet through 40 minutes, it's because of that guy. He's made some amazing saves, so they got to be really happy with his debut.
Yeah, fantastic work from him. And I mean, showing athleticism and coming across quickly, and did get a little bit lucky again on that play that Leon Dreisaitl had. You know, he came close to scoring, but that breakaway save on Connor McDavid was huge from Braden Holtby. Now, heading the third period here, I want to see the Canucks still pressuring. Don't take too many chances, obviously, but I don't want to see them just staying, you know, trying to just get the puck out, chip it out, and sitting back. Like, I don't want to see them be on their heels at all.
For sure, and they got to get through this penalty, obviously, this penalty kill, and then stay out of the box. The Oilers' power play obviously looks great with that personnel, and they're down a goal, so Edmonton's going to open it up a little bit. You're going to get your chances, and with the blue line the way it is, if they can keep moving the puck to the forwards, you're going to get some odd man rushes to put this game away if you play it the right way.
Well, 20 minutes coming up. Canucks leading the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with the call coming up right here on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Canucks Broadcast Center as we get set to go to the third period. The Vancouver Canucks with a 2-1 lead on the Edmonton Oilers in the first game of the regular season, thanks to the go-ahead goal by Niels Höglander in the final 3 minutes of the second period. Hershey, and let's take a look at the two youngsters making their regular season NHL debuts tonight anyway. Höglander gets his first goal. Olli Juolevi has recovered well after having his pocket picked, rather, by Kyler Yamamoto on the Oiler goal. And so, you know, it's good for both these young guys coming into the lineup. Obviously, Höglander scoring is great, and Juolevi has looked solid for the most part, too.
What I like about Höglander is he's doing NHL player-type things. He's taking hits on the wall to make plays. He's going to the net. He's holding up. He's looking for guys, doing smart things that are going to help him be an NHL player for a long time to come. That's what I like about his game. Juolevi, for the first half, I thought he was just okay trying to find his feet. He gets pocket picked by Yamamoto. What does Travis Green do? Throws him right back out there after a mistake like that. And that's the confidence a young guy needs. I like both of them tonight.
Oilers win the draw. Here's Cassian, right wing into the Vancouver zone to the left circle. Darnell Nurse scores just 10 seconds into the third period. And the Oilers have tied the game at two. Nurse down the left wing beats Holtby glove side.
Well, that was quick. I didn't even get the words out of my mouth about Juolevi and Höglander. We're tied at two. And this is a face-off loss by Bo Horvat. It goes back to the point, D to D, and then up the wall to Cassian. Cassian gains the blue line. And Connor McDavid drives the middle. That takes everybody to the net, which allows Nurse to come in and sneak in behind everybody. He gets a cross-ice pass and goes glove-side shelf on Braden Holtby. And we're tied at two.
Nurse only had 5 goals in 71 games last year, but he's got his first of this season as a Tanner Pearson shot through the middle was blocked by Ethan Bear and went over the glass and out of play. The Oilers wearing blue tonight are skating from left to right, and the Canucks in white are going from right to left.
And that'll be a power play goal for the Edmonton Oilers. But here's one concern is that Bo Horvat has not had a great night on faceoffs. Then he lost that draw right there. He's 5 wins and 7 losses in the faceoff circle, which isn't like him.
Of course, the Hamonic penalty left over from the second period is why that is a power play goal. Or actually, you know what, Hershey? I think it's an even strength goal. Just came a couple seconds after the penalty had expired.
So he must have just jumped out of the box because the Canucks did start with four.
Here's Virtanen, left wing into the Oiler end, almost a minute into the third, and the game now tied at two. Draisaitl, left wing to center for the Oilers. Into the Vancouver end, stops up far wall, tied up by Hamonic. Turn the puck over to Besser, plays it through the middle for Elias Pettersson. Here come the Canucks, 3-on-2 if they hurry. Pettersson through the middle to the right circle. Virtanen with a high wrist shot. Koskinen got a piece of that one with his glove hand. Pettersson gets it back on the right wing boards to the line. Here's Hughes with a shot left point. It hit Virtanen in front. Rebound comes to the right circle. Hamonic teed up a drive, but that tipped off a stick and out of play.
Well, Pettersson's been quiet tonight in his first game. He makes a nice little play there, getting the zone. A little bit of puck handling. Drives the Oilers defense back, and Jake Virtanen drives the outside. And he gets a scoring chance, but ends up hitting the side of the net. He goes glove side on Koskinen, too. They keep going after that glove side, but I want to see Höglander with Pettersson. And I'm sure we're going to see that at some point soon during this hockey season.
Canucks control off the draw on the Oiler end. Adam Gaudette in the right corner. Gaudette trying to cycle away from Caleb Jones. Lost his footing and turned the puck over, and Jones sends to center for Josh Archibald. Archibald, left wing for Puljujärvi, into the Vancouver zone, trying to pass through the middle that Gaudette picked off on the back check, and he'll send Roussel to center up the left wing. Antoine Roussel into the slot for Gaudette. Backhand pass to the back door. McEwen was going to the net. The pass was in midair. Now Gaudette in the slot. He scores. Adam Gaudette through the middle with a one-time snapper. As it was Roussel that threw it right out in front, Gaudette beats Koskinen up high, and just like that, the Canucks have the lead back. It's 3-2.
Edmonton fell completely asleep after they scored that goal, and Gaudette was on a mission on this shift. And he went in once already, puck came out of the zone. But what they do is they cycle it down low. And Roussel ends up getting it, coming up the boards. Gaudette comes, fills down the middle. Nobody picks him up. And it's Kyle Turris that misses his check on Gaudette as he heads a slot. And the puck's bouncing, which makes this an even better shot. Adam Gaudette, right-handed shot, unleashes a cannon over the blocker, one-timer on Koskinen. Canucks up 3-2.
Right into the top corner. So the teams trade goals inside the first 2 minutes of the third period. And the Canucks are up again 3-2 on Adam Gaudette's first of the year. Hershey, we talked about how secondary scoring might make a difference in this one tonight. Well, that's a goal from the third line for the Canucks to put them ahead in the third period. Tyler Mott gets it deep into the Oilers' zone. Darnell Nurse back to it. Near corner for Ethan Bear. Bear plays it up the boards for Connor McDavid. McDavid to his own line, being watched by Mott. Cleared it to the Canuck line, and then Yule Levy dumped it the other way. Darnell Nurse in his own end for the Oilers. Banks it left wing to center. It rolls all the way down. Icing's waved off as Edler goes back to it. Takes a bump from Cassian. Leaves behind his own goal for Horvat, who sweeps it around to the far side for Niels Hoglander, who skates to center and dumps it into the left corner in the Edmonton end.
Well, Hamonic, who's had a bit of a tough night with McDavid, he ends up getting his first assist as a Canuck on that goal.
Edler with a shot for the right point. Set up by Hoglander, it went wide of the net. Now it comes to Tanner Pearson on the left boards. Top of the circle, low shot, blocked by McDavid. Comes back to Pearson. Then to the line for Schmidt. Over to the right point, Edler. Pass into the slot. Hoglander tried to deflect it, and that goes over the glass and out of play just past the three-minute mark of the third period. The Canucks lead the Oilers 3-2 on the go-ahead goal by Adam Gaudette.
Well, I like how the Canucks bounce back. They got scored on early, which was a little bit of a shot in the arm. And then Adam Gaudette goes out there, and he's a guy for me. I keep saying it. Okay, well, what are you, Adam Gaudette? Are you going to be a Stu Barnes-type player? And Stu Barnes, for me, was a guy that had 180 points at one point, or so many points in the Western Hockey League. Point guy, ended up being a great third-line checking player. And Adam Gaudette has that skill, but you have to decide, what are you going to be? And he gets a huge goal here for the Canucks.
Battle on the near wall in the Oilers zone off the draw. Vertanen sweeping it to the net. Besser was there, couldn't knock it towards Koskinen as Hughes gets it back left point. Nice move away from Yamamoto. Hughes with a long shot, hit a body in front. Couple of Oilers in the slot. It never got through on net. Now Besser gets it from Hamonic, left corner. Brock Besser dancing on the wall, trying to get away from Adam Larson. Puck comes loose to the line again. It's Hughes holding in with the help of Tyler Mott. It comes down low. Here's Besser all alone in front. He scores. Brock Besser in behind the Oilers' defense, gets his first of the year, and it's a two-goal lead for Vancouver on the road. They're up 4-2.
And just like that. And this is what this Canucks team can do. They can score. These young guys, they strike. And they strike often. You leave them alone in front of the net like Brock Besser. Oilers were trying to leave the zone. Brock Besser got caught down in the corner. And I believe that it's Tyler Mott and Quinn Hughes that hold the puck in. And Quinn Hughes gets the puck in a battle out of nowhere. And he has the presence of mind just to throw it to the net. And this is where Quinn Hughes has eyes in the back of his head. Brock Besser with all the time in the world standing in front of Koskinen, a glove side over the pad, and it's 4-2, but man, what a play by Quinn Hughes.
Two goals in a minute and 51 seconds for the Canucks after the Oilers tied the game just 10 seconds into the third, and Vancouver's up 4-2 in Edmonton in the first game of the year. Brandon Sutter has the puck in his own zone, gets it to center for Tyler Mott. He'll tip it into the Oiler end. As the Canucks get a partial line change, and Darnell Nurse goes behind his own goal for the puck. Nurse knocks it to center. Jujhar Khera missed it. Zach MacEwen recovers for Vancouver and sends it deep into Oilers territory yet again. MacEwen on the forecheck, fighting it free left boards to Adam Gaudette. Gaudette at the hash marks, rims it behind the goal. MacEwen after it. Nurse got to it first, steers it to the far side. Up the boards, but not out as Nate Schmidt held in. Now Ethan Bear. Behind his own net for Edmonton. We'll leave for Darnell Nurse. Not much of a forecheck from the Canucks here now with a two-goal lead as the Oilers will take their time on the breakout. Puljujärvi tips it deep into Vancouver territory. Nate Schmidt behind his own net. Backhand pass far side for Tanner Pearson. Can't clear. A couple of Oilers collided. Puljujärvi gets it, but they'll call it a hand pass. as it was Turris that gloved it to him, and the faceoff will come out of the zone. 5:02 gone in the third period, and the Canucks up 4-2 on the Oilers in Edmonton tonight.
I still can't believe Quinn Hughes' presence of mind and patience. He's laying on the ice at the blue line. He's got Yamamoto's all over him. He sees Brock Besser almost in the out of the back of his head standing in front, and as he's on the ice, he shovels the puck to Besser from the blue line down low.
He's what? Looking the wrong way, it's too.
Unbelievable what this kid can do.
Sitting on his rear end, facing his own zone, he plays a no-look backhand pass right onto the tape of Besser in the slot. Here's a chance for the Oilers back the other way, and a great save by Braden Holtby on Kyle Turris alone at the left circle, set up by Puljujärvi. Now Tanner Pearson, left wing into the Edmonton zone, long slap shot stopped by Koskinen. Hoglander gets the rebound on the right corner. Niels Hoglander to the line for Myers. Left circle, Olli Juolevi with a slap shot that missed on the stick side of Koskinen again. Canucks keep it in the zone. Horvat on the end wall, tied up by Turris, protecting the puck. Bo Horvat into the high slot for Tanner off the bench, tried to get a shot away, was tied up by Nugent Hopkins. Puck rolls to the corner. Barry and Nugent Hopkins get it free. And Ryan Nugent Hopkins escapes the zone. He has his pocket picked by Vertanen, who's back in on the left wing. Jake Vertanen steers it behind the Oiler net. Brock Besser off the bench into the slot. One-time chance for Edler. He didn't get all of it. It never got through on goal. And Puljujärvi, with the help of Cuckoo, will skate to center ice and dump it into the Vancouver zone. Canucks have really elevated their play here in the third period, and they've got a two-goal lead to show for it.
Well, they've started skating and using their speed, and that's all Edmonton can handle.
Now here's Pettersson through the middle into the Oilers zone. Poke check by Nurse. The puck rolls in on Koskinen, and he'll cover up for the whistle. 6:27 elapsed in the third period. It's the Canucks 4 and the Oilers 2 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network for tonight's game. Whether you're in Squamish, Sun Peaks, or wherever you're tuning in, we appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch, and our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650. Canucks up 4-2 here in the third period, thanks to goals from Adam Gaudette and Brock Besser. First of the year for both players as we near the 7-minute mark of the final frame of regulation. Oilers win the draw in their own zone to our left. Edmonton in blue skating from left to right. The Canucks in white going from right to left as McDavid gets it behind the Vancouver goal. To the right half wall for Zach Cassian. Back to McDavid in the near corner. Feeds the line for Ethan Bear. Over to the left side, Darnell Nurse already with a goal tonight. Tried a shot. It's blocked by Hoglander. He makes a nice pass to center for Quinn Hughes in the rush. Hughes tried to go to the right wing for Tanner Pearson, who was being hassled by Nurse on the back check. Couldn't receive it. And now Darnell Nurse has the puck back for the Oilers. Nurse, right wing to center for McDavid, lifts it off the glass, it in deep. Braden Holtby out of the goal. Chops it around to the far side for Jake Vertanen. Vertanen in his own end. Delays for Edler behind the net. Alex Edler stretches it out of the zone for Brock Besser. Doubles back into his own end. Now here's Besser with speed. For Vertanen, left wing into the Edmonton zone. Couldn't settle the puck, and Ethan Bear got it back out to center ice. Now Dreisaitl at the Vancouver line for Cassian. Tried to fire it in deep. Puck took an awkward bounce. Comes to Cahoon on the near boards. Dominic Cahoon for the Oilers. Into the right corner for Dreisaitl. Centering pass. Cahoon going right to the goal with a backhand chance, and Holtby stopped him in tight. Now comes back to the line for Jones. Left circle Yamamoto. Try to pass into the slot for Cahoon. Good active stick by Besser to tip it out of the zone, and the Canucks can get a partial change.
Well, a lot of differences in this hockey game for the Canucks, and one of them for my money has been Braden Holtby. He's been better than Koskinen, and that's why the Canucks are up 4-2 right now.
Oilers back to work at the Vancouver zone. Caleb Jones with a shot for the left circle. Nice block by Sutter as he laid out to get in front of that one. And Cahoon will recover behind the Vancouver net for the Oilers. Cahoon to the right point for Caleb Jones. Over to the left side, long shot, they score! As it's thrown to the net by Adam Larson for the left point, he beats Braden Holtby, and it's a one-goal game again. The Oilers make it 4-3, 8:18 into the third.
Well, I'm no longer allowed to talk about goaltending. As soon as I said that about Holtby, an absolute bomb from Larson. And Holtby can't see it. He's screened by two of his own players, and you either you got to block it or you got to get out of the way. There's no in-between in a situation like this. And Larson ends up getting a D-to-D pass. He takes it into the top of the circles, and he just tees it up and blows it by the glove side of Braden Holtby, but it was two of his own players that were screening him. And there we go again. That's what we talk about, right? New goalie. You got to get used to your teammates, your defense, what they do. And right there, that just put Edmonton back in the hockey game.
Couple of goals from the back end for the Oilers. Nurse and Larson in this third period make it 4-3. As the Oilers are back to work in the Vancouver zone trying to respond. Jake Virtanen on the near boards, battling with Puljujärvi. Virtanen lifts it off the glass and down. Slow roller won't be heavy enough for icing, and Slater Cuckoo has to go back to it behind his own net for Edmonton. Cuckoo setting up the breakout from behind the cage. As the Oilers get it to center, here's Dreisaitl in stride down the right wing with Yamamoto going to the goal. Dreisaitl throws on the brakes, right circle. Zach McEwen on the back check, knocks it away. It comes to Cahoon on the near wall. He can't settle it, and McEwen skates to the line, not out, held in by Dreisaitl. Leon Dreisaitl down the right wing. Pass back to the top of the point. Nurse couldn't settle it, and he's got to go back to center ice under the watchful eye of Adam Gaudette. Nurse quickly ahead for Cahoon. Right wing Dreisaitl passes through the middle. Ethan Bear with a hard one-timer. Top of the point, Braden Holtby made the save. As Nate Schmidt steers it to the far boards for Tanner Pearson. He'll feed to center for Bo Horvat in stride. Horvat with speed down the right wing, trying to get around Bear, who stuck with him. Good defensive play from the young Oiler blue liner. Horvat never got a shot, and Edmonton clears out of the zone.
A very nice play by Ethan Bear. I thought Horvat had a step on him, and he just kind of stood him up. Good, solid defensive play.
Now Pearson again across the Oiler line, down right wing, long shot. And Koskinen saw that all the way, takes it in the midsection and holds for the whistle as we've reached the midway mark of this third period, and the Canucks lead the Oilers 4-3.
No, I hope I'm not jinxy right now, but Connor McDavid, we were talking, Brendan, he doesn't have a point. So the Canucks have done a nice job of shutting him down. But sometimes when you do that, you collapse so far to your net that we're seeing that late defenseman get some scoring opportunities. And that's where Larson and Nurse got their goals. Kind of that pass, cross-ice pass to that far point when guys are sneaking down, and that's because you overcheck your slot on the other team's forwards, and it opens up opportunity for defensemen to be free on the far side.
Josh Archibald through the middle in the Vancouver end has his pocket picked by Quinn Hughes, who floats it high in the air to the Oiler line. Glove down by Jones. Looked like it could have been a hand pass right around the blue line, but it stayed in the Oiler end, so there's no whistle, and the Canucks dump it back in. Now Adam Larson deep in his own end, right wing to center for new addition Kyle Turris. Turris at the red line couldn't dump it in. Virtanen clears back the other way, and Elias Pettersson is able to get it into the zone for Brock Besser. Bottom of the left circle, backhand pass into the slot. Turris on the back check knocked it away from Tyler Myers. Canucks keep it in the zone. Here's Edler, left point with a heavy slap shot. Got under it just a little bit too much and sent it over the crossbar. Now Zach Cassian to the red line. Dumps it in, goes after Edler on the forecheck. Edler plays it free to Myers, far corner. Up the boards for Pearson. His pass through the middle is tipped. Comes free to Zach Cassian. Couldn't get a shot away as Besser was right on top of him. And now the Canucks get it back. Pettersson near boards will send a slow roller into the Oilers zone. Darnell Nurse with the puck, pressured by Tanner Pearson. Gets it to center for McDavid on the right wing. McDavid stripped of the loose puck by Quinn Hughes. And now Hughes goes near side for Tanner Pearson. Pearson back into his own end. Then it comes ahead to Horvat. Here's Horvat through the middle with speed. Left wing Pearson with a wrist shot. And Koskinen got a piece of it. It just went wide on his stick side, and Nugent Hopkins turns back up ice. Ryan Nugent Hopkins for the Oilers. Forced into the left corner by Nate Schmidt. Now Nugent Hopkins behind the Vancouver net. Out the right wing side. Centering pass. One-time chance for Yamamoto. Puck pinballing around in the slot. He couldn't get it to the net. And then Mott wins a battle with McDavid far boards before lifting it off the glass and out to center ice.
I actually think Holtby stopped that, Brennan. We'll have to take a look at the replay, but it looked like it hit his shoulder. And if that's the case, another great save from Braden Holtby.
Tyson Barrie at the line. As the Oilers set up in the Vancouver zone, right boards for Dreisaitl. Then for Yamamoto down the wall, tried a no-look pass, turned it over to Brandon Sutter. And the veteran Canuck forward will take his time skating it to center and dumping it into the left corner in the Edmonton zone. Oilers regrouping, Dreisaitl through the middle for Cahoon into the Vancouver zone. Dominic Cahoon down the near side, tried to pass down the wall. It was blocked by Jake Virtanen, who gets it out to center ice. Canucks trying to complete a change. Oilers regrouping again. Here's Dreisaitl. Drop pass for Cahoon. On the right wing to Dreisaitl in the corner. Goes behind the Vancouver net. out the left wing side. Back to the line. Adam Larson, long wrist shot. Holtby didn't see it, but it missed on his stick side. Then it's chopped back to the net off the left wing, and Holtby makes the save this time and holds on for the whistle. 7:14 left in the third. It's the Canucks 4 and the Oilers 3 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Canucks with a 4-3 lead on the Oilers. Just over 7 minutes left in the third period tonight in Edmonton. A reminder that you can join us again tomorrow night for the second of 10 meetings in the season series between these two teams. As the Canucks and the Oilers will face off again tomorrow night. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 4 on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks into the Oilers zone to our left. Niels Hoglander for the right boards. Back to the left point. Alex Edler with a wrist shot stopped by Koskinen. It rolls wide of the net, and Bo Horvat has it left corner. Horvat winding up the boards to the line again. Alex Edler with a shot tipped by Hoglander. Nice deflection, and Koskinen had to be quick to make the save and hold on.
Well, Hoglander's still doing things to be a thorn in the side of the Oilers. And it's tough to stop rookies in the National Hockey League. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know what they're like. And that's a little bit of a benefit of being a rookie. That's why you see the sophomore jinx when teams get to know you and you can't do those things you used to do. But, you know, Hoglander's a type of player that this guy goes to the net. He does good things. Smart hockey player. Heads up play. Heads up passes. And right there, he gets a nice tip on Koskinen.
Canucks win the faceoff. Hughes with a shot from the line. Koskinen steers it wide of the net. And Elias Pettersson gets it on the end boards. Try to pass left corner. Hopped over the stick of Besser. Hughes can't hold in. Canucks keep it in the zone, but Jake Virtanen sends it over the glass and out of play with 6:32 left in the third period now. Canucks still up 4-3. And Hershey, you wanted to talk about Braden Holtby, who's been great tonight, and the difference between fixing a problem you have in your crease if you're the Canucks, or at least scotch taping over it, whereas the Oilers have left things the same here.
I'm still befuddled as to why the Oilers haven't gone after a goalie, and maybe they believe in the guys they have, but, you know, for my money, Canucks did a smart thing. Braden Holtby's been the difference in this hockey game. His second period was outstanding, and Oilers still having goaltending problems.
Now here's Besser with a chance down the right wing into the Oilers zone. He scores. Brock Besser beats Mikko Koskinen over the glove for his second of the night. And the Canucks open up a 5-3 lead with 6:14 left in the third.
And there it is. We were just talking about it. Koskinen, he gets his feet planted. And I've been saying all night long, Canucks will go after the glove side of Koskinen. And Besser being a right-handed shot, this is a short side goal. And a nice little pass by Pettersson. He gets the puck in the middle. He sees Besser streaking down the side. And this goal probably shouldn't go in. Oilers defenseman is cutting off Besser. And all Koskinen has to do is take a small step over, and that hits him in the shoulder. But sure enough, glove side shelf for Brock Besser, and he's got a second of the night.
What a pass that was from Pettersson to at his own line. Rink-wide bank pass off the boards right onto the tape of Besser in stride to send him in on net.
That's just smart hockey.
Hughes picks up the second assist on the Besser goal, his second of this third period. And the Canucks are up by 2 goals yet again with fewer than 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Caleb Jones for the Oilers gets it to center, but it tips off a stick over the glass and out of play. It's the Canucks 5 and the Oilers 3 with 5:41 left in the third on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Brandon Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you with 5:41 left in the third. The Canucks lead the Oilers 5-3. Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker had you covered on the pregame show and at the intermissions. They'll be back right after this game for the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Josh Elliott-Wolf and Raja Shergill are providing great production work from our Sportsnet 650 studios tonight. Executive producer Cam Barra is with us here at the Canucks Broadcast Center this evening. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action here along the Sportsnet radio network, including 107.1 in Abbotsford FM radio. If you want to catch us in the valley, 107.1 FM in Abbotsford is the place to do so. Oilers deep in their own zone, running out of time here as they need to try and get back in the game. And here's Connor McDavid through the middle to center for Darnell Nurse up in the rush. Nurse dumps it in. Puljujarvi in on the forecheck as we see McDavid being double shifted here. Out with the third line for the moment, and he's got it on the right wing. McDavid back to the line. Ethan Bear, long shot, goes wide of the net. Dominic Cahoon's after it on the left boards. He'll cycle for Puljujarvi behind the net. Jesse Puljujarvi battling with Alex Edler. Puljujarvi protecting the puck with his big frame for Dominic Cahoon behind the net. Tried a backhand wraparound, but fired it across the crease in midair and out the near side. Now Elias Pettersson behind his own net. Has McDavid and Cahoon right on top of him. Alex Edler in to help out. Puck comes free to the far side for Kyler Yamamoto. Back to the line for Nurse. Now to the near side for Bear. Down the boards to Dominic Cahoon. Cahoon, right wing, attempted a pass in the slot. Edler tips it free to the left side. Nurse held in. Long shot stopped by Holtby. There was a rebound there in front. Yamamoto and McDavid both whacking at it. Holtby held that out too. Now there's a whistle and potentially a penalty as Kyler Yamamoto was taken down in front of the net. And it looks like Alex Edler is headed to the box.
And it does. Edler is going off for two. And it looks like a cross check. And he definitely hits Yamamoto in front of the net with a
healthy cross check.
A healthy bit
say.
Of composite or 2x4, whatever you want to call it these days. So he's going to go off for two. But this is that dangerous Edmonton power play. Number one in the National Hockey League last year, and if they can make it 5-4, we're off to the races for a finish, a wild finish, so the Canucks have to kill this.
Oilers' power play has not been credited with a goal tonight. We thought that Nurse goal right at the start of the period was a power play goal, but Edmonton is 0-3 on the man advantage as they go to their fourth power play of the night. Connor McDavid, left circle, gets it from Tyson Barrie. Into the slot, Nugent Hopkins with a one-timer. Didn't get all of it. Myers blocked it in front. Gets it off the boards and out to center near side. Here's Tyler Motte, shorthanded. Into the Edmonton zone, left wing. Delays on the boards, cuts back towards his own end, and then sweeps it behind the Oiler goal. 20 seconds elapsed in the Edmonton man advantage. Just under 4 minutes left in the third. The Canucks lead 5-3 on the road in Edmonton. Leon Draisaitl, left wing for Connor McDavid. McDavid into the Vancouver zone. Left boards for Nugent Hopkins, who's tied up by Hamonic, and that frees up Myers to clear it down the ice yet again.
Oh, nice job by the Canucks penalty kill, as always. And Tyler Myers is a big man to try to get the puck around. Anytime he's out there, he can get it done.
Now here's Draisaitl down the right wing. Into the Vancouver zone. Goes behind the Canuck net. Poke check by Myers using that long reach. Got the puck loose, but it's held in right point by Tyson Barrie. Near boards for McDavid. To Barrie at the line. Under a minute left in the power play for the Oilers now. Barrie. Left point. Down to the far side. Hash marks for Nugent Hopkins. Then to Barrie. Right circle McDavid. Wrist shot blocked by Myers. And McDavid gets it back on the near wall. Again to Barrie at the line. Now to Nugent Hopkins. Left wing. Send it to the goal. Chiasson tried to jam it home. Holtby held it out. And Barrie gets it again. Top of the left circle. Drops off to Yamamoto. As the Oilers have pulled the goaltenders 6-on-4 here with under 3 minutes left, trailing by two. Barrie with a shot from the line. It's blocked. Comes to Draisaitl. Try to pass left circle. Nugent Hopkins can't settle it.
Canucks
goes behind
gassed.
The net for McDavid. McDavid in front for Chiasson trying to jam it home. Yamamoto there too. Holtby made the save. Rebound goes to the far corner. Roussel after it. You're right. He's exhausted. They can't clear the zone. 10 seconds left in the power play. Draisaitl right circle to the back door. Chiasson fanned on an opportunity. Loose in front. Yamamoto can't get to it. And Holtby covers up. Just 5 seconds left in the Oiler power play. And the Canucks will get a change they desperately needed with 2:20 left in the third, leading 5-3 at Rogers Place.
Wow. Kudos to that penalty kill. And Tyler Myers blocking shots. He takes one off the ankle. That one looked like it hurt. And these guys were absolutely gassed. And they do a nice job, though, of bending but not breaking. And even Hamonic was out there.
Koskinen still on the bench for the Oilers. The faceoff in the Vancouver zone to our right in the far circle. As the top guns are off the ice for the moment for Edmonton after an extended shift. Good defensive zone faceoff win for Jay Beagle. Will allow the Canucks to exit the zone. Here's Tyler Motte, left wing to center. Tried for the empty net, but Ethan Bear blocked it. And Jesse Puljujarvi gets it back. Puljujarvi, left wing to center. Puck is dumped in by Darnell Nurse. Quickly cleared off the glass and out by Nate Schmidt. Bo Horvat at center. Couldn't settle it. Oilers have it again. Kyle Turris in on the right wing, banks it behind the Vancouver goal. Puljujärvi after it left corner. Tied up by Tyler Mott. Looked like Puljujärvi might have hooked him. And he's going to go off, and the Canucks are going to go to the power play. With 1:49 left in the third period and a chance for them to run out the rest of the clock here and try and close out their first win of the season.
Looks like this is going to be all she wrote for the Edmonton Oilers. Canucks should go on to win this hockey game now. Puljujärvi with the hook.
This is a penalty that Dave Tippett won't like. Offensive zone.
Reaching in.
Reaching in when you've got an extra attacker because your goalie's on the bench.
Well, and this is the stuff that, you know, gets you sat on the bench. But it looks like the Canucks are going to go on to win game one here in a crucial series. 1:49 to go, though.
Canucks to the man advantage, 0-1 tonight, and they win the draw in the Oilers zone. Pettersson to the line for Nate Schmidt. Left side Hughes, Travis Green going with two defensemen on the top unit to be safe as he tries to protect the lead. Right now, the Canucks just playing keep away and content to do so. Quinn Hughes, left boards, into the corner for Besser. Passes across to the right circle for Pettersson. Pettersson into the far corner for Horvat. Saucer pass to the line, held in by Schmidt. Left wing for Quinn Hughes, hit hard by Connor McDavid, who bundled him into the boards. Besser gets it free to Schmidt, then to Pettersson with a one-timer right circle. That missed the net, and it bounces back to center ice.
Now, this is where you're probably looking for Besser. He's got two tonight already. You'll be trying to get him his third of the night, even though he probably doesn't care. But as a teammate, that's what you do. You try and look for the guy that's got two to get him three.
Into the final minute of the third now. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show right after the end of the game. Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker will take your calls and texts. We'll also hear Travis Green and his postgame thoughts live from Edmonton, as well as player reaction right here along the Sportsnet radio network. As the Oilers gain the Vancouver line, Tyson Barrie into the far corner, stripped to the puck by Tyler Myers. But it comes loose into the slot. Here's McDavid with a wrist shot. He missed wide on the glove side of Holtby. Oilers have the goaltender out again, even though they're on the penalty kill. So they'll get back to 5-on-5 with just 25 seconds left in the hockey game. Barrie at center. Knocks it down for McDavid on the left wing. McDavid into the Vancouver zone. Forced to the corner by Sutter. Drops it back to the line for Tyson Barrie. Barrie down the left wing. Poke checked in the corner by Edler. Knocks him away from the puck. Tanner Pearson gets it off the boards. To the line but not out. Kyle Turris held in. 5 seconds left now. McDavid makes a move. Bottom of the left circle. Going to the goal. It looked like he scored with a shot right along the goal line. The game comes to an end anyway, and the officials are going to check this. I think McDavid scored right along the goal line. The result won't be in doubt. The Canucks are going to take this one and move to 1-0 to start the season. The question is, will it be 5-3 or 5-4?
Yeah, McDavid was shaking his head back to the bench. He said it didn't go in, and he's right.
It hit the crossbar and kind of rolled along the crossbar and out the near side. So the game is over, and the Canucks are victorious. 5-3, the final tonight at Rogers Place in Edmonton.
Well, a sloppy game for my money, but the Canucks come out on top. Braden Holtby was dynamite. Hoglander with a great goal in his debut. They got goals from the guys they needed. Take it and run.
Once again, the final score at Rogers Place at Edmonton. The Canucks 5 and the Oilers 3 for Corey Hirsch. This is Brendan Batchelor. The Canucks Central postgame show presented by Kintec Footwear and Orthotics starts right now.